This is the first time we're going to send humans to the moon, and we're going to have humans in low Earth orbit. That is awesome.
I was talking to someone very close to Elon Musk, and this is in the first Trump administration, and they said, no, they're really going to launch the Mars mission from the dark side of the moon, so it can't be looked at by a lot of our enemies, but also it's a better launch point, and also it's protecting the craft facilities from solar radiation. And they've already got 3D printers up there. They've already got a base up there with a secret space program. And that when Trump wins re-election, they're going to announce it and do it. You notice Musk suddenly said, now we're not launching from the Earth. We're launching from the dark side of the moon a month ago.
Exactly. Well, that's 6-7 years ahead. That's the kind of intel. This is part of the problem, which is we're getting the intel much, much later. And there's this gap in time. So we talk about things like the release of the UFO file. This is scheduled.
8 brilliant minds, each one inching closer to unlocking zero-point energy, plasma fusion that could render fossil fuels obsolete, or the anti-gravity secrets allegedly reverse-engineered from crashed non-human craft, have met mysterious ends or vanished without a trace. Their deaths and disappearances clustering in recent months amid rising whispers of massive revelations.
I've been 100% serious. I've been briefed by just about every alphabet agency there is. And I'll just tell you this. If they would release the things that I've seen, you would stay up. You'd be up at night worrying about or thinking about this stuff. This country would have come unglued, I think, if they would have heard all that I heard. They would demand answers. And we need to, but you know, it's never going to get, and unfortunately, it just keeps getting covered up and covered up. And the people that know are dying or disappearing, as the case may be.
Wow.
And for the record, I'm not suicidal and I don't take risks.
This is why Congress is working hard for whistleblower protections, because, we want people to feel safe to come out and have a conversation. And right now they don't feel overly safe. They've seen some of the tactics and techniques that were applied to try to keep people quiet in the past. Let me say this in general terms. People say, oh, well, the government would never kill anybody to protect a secret. Try going to Area 51 and look at the signs on that chain link fence where it says lethal force authorized. You cross that fence and they can kill you dead. Okay? So the government can, under certain extreme cases, under certain extreme situations and conditions, they can do whatever they need to do to protect national security, and they will.
But I was standing behind an alien in a spacecraft, just a small one. Okay, I ask you a question? And he said, okay. And I said, how do you get from here to Alpha Centauri? We can't do that. The only thing that we think about is I have to go really fast for a really long time. Can you use what information I have in my head and try to explain it to me? And he said, well, do you know what a Rubik's Cube is? And I said, oh yeah, my son can do them in 2 minutes. He says, okay, so imagine a Rubik's Cube, but not necessarily just the six sides. Just imagine the concept of a Rubik's Cube. And I said, okay. Now imagine on each one of the tiles on the Rubik's Cube has a chart of the elements. And he says, so what you do to get to Alpha Centauri is you just twist the cube. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I told you you wouldn't understand. And he said, when the periodic table occurs in a different place, you're at that place. And that's just a very crude explanation. But you have to stop thinking about go that way for a long time, very fast.
Describe the very first time you were teleported.
It's scary in a way. I mean, you know, you don't.
I've been an OFO for as long as I've been an InfoWarrior, 18 years. And Texan, born and raised, so I know, like, knife, like you do. And I finally broke down and ordered one. I got the neon orange, and I'm blown away. I've had Benchmark knives that are easily $400. Had them for a year, lost them. This thing has the same feel, same quality, same, I mean, everything about it. I haven't had a knife stay this sharp in a long time, and I'm, like, horrible with equipment. I'm, like, very abusive with knives at work every day. I'm extremely impressed. I'm very impressed. So anybody out there listening, who knows if a knife comes back in stock, get one. You know, any of them. I want to get the Ring knife when it comes back out. Other than that, I'll join all the supplements and,
Yeah, particularly the pocket knives, the folding knives, the flip knives are super high quality at incredibly low prices. I mean, these same knives sell in stores all day for like $80 or sell them for like $40. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The American Journal with Rex Jones and Tim Tompkins. Watch it live right now at band.video.
It's another beautiful morning here at the Infowars Studios. I am your host, Rex Jones, ringing in the morning for you. We got a solo show for you here today. We got Joe Biggs joining us in the third hour, and I'm going to be taking calls in the second. Now, what I want to do for today's show, the presentation I want to give you guys, is on the events of yesterday and the day before relating to Trump, the Easter declaration of a war, where he's up on the balcony kind of Kim Jong-un style with the Easter Bunny making his declarations. But we have breaking news. A whole civilization will die tonight. Trump's menacing True Social message in full. And I believe this is from, I don't know, this isn't the Times of London, but this is from a London publication. So it says 1:16 p.m. Donald Trump has posted an unhinged True Social rant hours after apparently breaking the deadline he set in Iran by striking Karg Island. A whole civilization will die tonight. Never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will, he wrote. However, now that we have complete and total regime change. Okay. All right. And I'm sorry. Maybe it just comes down to the roots of me not being a talented reporter or broadcaster. But when I read something like this, when I read complete and total regime change, I just want to stand up out of the chair and vomit all over myself. And go home and cry, because this is what I thought I voted against. And now I'm being humiliated by my president, the no forever war president, the no regime change president. Look at what we have. I'm going to read this out to you. I'm going to start from the beginning again. Listen to this. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. I don't want that to happen, but it probably will. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, complete and total regime change. So it's a lie. That's number one. We don't even have to address the lie. Okay. That's not even important right now. This isn't what we wanted. Okay. I thought this wasn't about this. I thought it was about the nuclear weapon. Now, of course, the neocon chud will make an argument. You need to get the regime to get the nuclear weapon. I would say they weren't going to make one in the first place. We're pushing them to make one now that they'll probably develop one because of our actions. I'll read the rest of it. Where different, smarter, and less radicalized minds prevail, maybe something revolutionarily wonderful can happen. Who knows? In all caps, we will find out tonight. One of the most important moments in the long, complex history of the world. 47 years of extortion, corruption, and death will finally end. God bless the great people of Iran. And I don't want to glaze over it again. We'll keep it up a little bit. Let's go back to it one more time. I want to read the beginning again. A whole civilization will. So that's not a conditional statement. All right. He's not saying if the whole civilization uses a nuke, they will die tonight. It's not anything like that. This is an unconditional statement. He's saying this is going to happen. This is his covenant with the devil. A whole civilization will die tonight, never to be brought back again. And it's just the same as the thing that all the internet people do. He couches it after he says it with, I don't want that to happen. But it probably, yes, you do. All right, let's just admit reality. I'm going to go back to this article. What else has Trump said about Iran? Last night, Trump brushed off fears that the attacks on Iran could be classified as a war crime. And I've got the clips for later on in the show. Trump says, I'm not worried about it. You know, the war crime is allowing Iran to have a nuclear weapon. Asked again about the issue, he said Iran's leaders were animals. So you always dehumanize the enemy and all of that, who had killed tens of thousands of protesters. I actually got an article we'll get into later about them giving guns and about Trump bragging about giving guns to the protesters. So are they protesters or are they revolutionaries? Or are they having like a civil war? Okay. The standard we hold other countries to,
We would never hold ourselves to that same standard. I mean, you just look at the Revolutionary War. It just, it's completely bonker town. Trump also said that if it were up to him, he would seize Iran's oil, but that unfortunately the American, unfortunately, the American people that boss, B-O-S-S, we are his boss. He works for us. Unfortunately, his boss would like to see us come home. Why isn't he listening to his boss right now? I'd keep the oil and I would make plenty of money. Now, to be fair, and let's be chronologically honest here about the entire sequence of events. Trump has always said in relation to talking about Iraq and these other wars that, oh no, it was terrible to do. I wouldn't have done it, which of course is a lie. But he did also tell a partial truth where he's like, and he didn't even keep the oil. So in his mind, he is resource hungry. That's how he sees it. It's all a calculation. Lives are just, a human being is not important compared to a super tanker. Really not important at all. Like we could kill 10,000 people and not have it be worth, you know, one major industrial project, at least to the president. You know, like the industrial project is the war. So that's probably what we'll see. Sadly, I'll read a little bit more this weekend. This is just a recap, a high level recap overview of what's been happening. If you haven't seen all of the derangement this weekend, U.S. leader Trump shared a foul-mouthed social media post on Easter Sunday where he praised Allah. Okay. Like what's up with that? Tuesday will be power plant day and bridge day all wrapped up into one in Iran. He said, there will be nothing like it. Open the effing strait, you crazy bastards, or you'll be living in hell. Just watch. Praise be to Allah, President Donald J. Trump. And there's a whole thing of him and Tucker now, because Tucker has come out and said, like, don't disrespect them. Like, it's not smart to disrespect them or whatever. Me and Tim will react to that clip later on in the week. It's just there's so much news right now. There's so much news. We're just inundated. And I just come in here and Reese tosses me this. And it's just a compilation with the new statement and they're like ending the civilization tonight. And I spend my time in here and I try to wrap my head around what's going on. There is no wrapping your head around what's going on. It's all completely just Trump is spurging out. He's gone cray cray cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And I've got this clip that I really want to go to. And we look at the deranged thing up there. I've got this clip I want to go to. It's about a 6 minute. We're going to pause and play it because I really do agree with Barnes. I think Trump has gone King Lear mad, but I want to go ahead and play the clip number two, Alex Barnes show clip where they're on InfoWars and they're discussing all of this. I think it's powerful information. You need to hear it. And here's the thing. Robert Barnes was someone that's incredibly pro-Israel. Okay, but the events that have transpired and the lunacy and the insanity of what's happening have pushed him to come out against what's going on because he's a smart and reasonable and honest person who's logically consistent, just like my dad. And my dad has gotten so much flack for supporting Trump, not for being anti-Trump. And now for my dad and Barnes to have this conversation where it's reached this level, I mean, where are your friends, Trump? Like where are the friends of the administration and why hasn't JD tried to take over? Like the thing is, they talk about the 25th Amendment a little bit in this clip. That's all fine and dandy, but you're never going to get it because the cabinet has to sign off on it. And the cabinet are literally grifters. Like Lutnick, Scott Bessent, all of these people. It's scary, but let's go ahead and play the clip.
What we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody building bunkers, by the way? I mean,
why is the cabinet living on military bases? Do they know it's coming?
Exactly. You know, tackle Trump, put him in the basement, let him watch, nonstop videos of how great he is, and then Vance, get us the hell out of this. Because this is on the verge of being World War III and a disaster we will not be able to recover from for a generation.
The entire country could be taken out in one night. And that night might be tomorrow night.
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for a internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is. President Trump has lost his mind. He has gone King Lear mad, and he risked the entire world if we don't step up and do something about it.
I was about to say, what do we do? But even his brain Levin was saying we should probably end this now and just build a U.S. base in Israel and bomb them, you know, whenever we need to. Even they're now halfway moving off regime change, but not Netanyahu's staff. They're saying use neutron bombs.
And the UAE and Saudis are neck deep in this. These guys grew up, MBS and MBZ, the respective leaders of Saudi Arabia and the Emiratis, believe that they have to take out Iran for their future to be controlled. These
but
guys
even the Crown Prince is now acting like he wants an end with Putin.
Oh, yeah. He it's both. He's like trying to play. But what happened is the Saudis greatly exaggerated their end. These guys grew up playing Call of Duty. They think war is a video game. These guys are nuts. The BB is nuts. The Saudis are nuts. The Emiratis are nuts. We got to divorce them now. And the president has lost his mind. I mean, literally, what we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody?
Okay, so this is the thing that really blows my mind. Like, why hasn't anybody in the administration, like a Tulsi Gabbard, like a RFK, like a J.D. Vance, why haven't they stepped up to do anything about this? Keep in mind, RFK at one point was polling 12% nationwide. That means 1 in 10 people in the United States that were going to vote wanted to vote for RFK. So you can't tell me that there aren't people with enough political capital to put a stop to something like this. But they're standing idly by because they're all controlled by the same country in the Middle East. And it's truly regrettable, and it's really disgusting that we had to swallow this poison pill. I want to go back to the clip.
Literally, what we should do is have Vice President Vance tackle him, take him to the basement of the White House, that new bunker they're building under the ballroom. Why is everybody building bunkers, by the way?
Look at my dad's face. Go back to it.
I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm thinking in slow motion now. I'm listening to Barnes. I always like the way Barnes explains things to me on air.
Sorry. Just having fun. Go back to it.
Hey, I mean,
why is the cabinet living on military bases? Do they know it's coming?
Exactly. You know, tackle Trump, put him in the basement, let him watch, nonstop videos of how great he is, and then Vance, get us the hell out of this. Because this is on the verge of being World War III and a disaster we will not be able to recover from for a generation. This is, both of us have been warning about various risks. Neither one of us, outside of the COVID pandemic, warned that this kind of disaster could happen. We were dead on accurate.
And this is worse exponentially, so stay there.
Worse.
But we're going to break in a moment. Let me just ask you this. I was about to say, the Democrats and them in the midterms, that's a side issue now compared to existential threat. How do we 25th Amendment assess?
The problem is to get the 25th Amendment, it's harder than impeachment. You have to get 2/3 of the House and 2/3 of the Senate.
So what do we do?
Tackle Trump and pretend, let him pretend he's president and publicly report that he's going through a health issue and Vance take over. It literally needs to be something like that. It's that bad.
I've known you a long time. You've never called for a internal coup before.
Ever. But that's how dangerous this is. That's how risky it is for the whole world.
Yeah, if I was the Democrats, I'd stop poking Trump and messing with him. That only makes it worse. Like, you guys need to watch out. This isn't a guy acting like he's crazy. This is real.
What's there going to be to take over in 2026 or 2028 if this hits the fan?
Pause it.
If we get it in.
And this is exactly why I'm doing what I'm doing now. I desperately want all of this to stop. And if I can be just like a small pebble in the avalanche that crashes down from the mountain and puts an end to all this crazy pro-war neocon insanity. We all agreed this was dead in the country. Left, right, I don't care who you talk to, you could get them to disavow neocons, okay? Just 3 years ago. And now it's like we're living in bizarro world, like we've woken up in the year of my birth of 2002. So this is so spot on and dead on accurate. Go back to the clip.
Level event for the people of Iran tomorrow. Does nobody think there'll be any blowback from that? If he follows through on that, the whole world is screwed.
You were saying during the break, there's other ways to do this. People need to just not just tell him the truth, like Susie Wiles said. It's time to just not, say what you just said.
Yeah, well, legally and constitutionally, the vice president is an independent elected official. The same is legally and constitutionally, the only oath any member of the military takes, any member of the State Department takes, any member of the intelligence community takes, any member of the government takes, is only to the Constitution. It is not to the president of the United States. There's no such oath. We don't take oath to people. We don't take oath to politicians. We take oath to the law, to the Constitution of the United States of America. So the next time President Trump orders something that is illegal, because what he's talking about is a mass act of terrorism and a massive war crime, legally, ethically, professionally, morally, by oath, the no military official can execute such an order. So they should refuse to execute any such order by the president if he gives it for a terroristic war crime, like mass bombing Iranian civilians into oblivion, like using nuclear weapons against Iran. That has to be communicated clearly, and they have to decide to do it. Maybe convince the president that he decided, that he was the one who decided not to, because his memory is literally like the movie Memento. He remembers something one minute, he forgets it the next. So just convince, I mean, there's seriously, you know, serious.
Oh, I talked to one of his chief advisors that he was going to fire Tulsi. He calls and says, he didn't remember that she gave him all the intelligence that Ratcliffe held it up. And he goes, oh, actually, I like her. It's like, by the end of it, he loved her.
Yeah, completely. You know what I mean? I've heard directly from high-ranking members of the administration who have confirmed the same thing. And they said it's been happening now for 3 or 4 months, that he just forgets basic things. I mean, everybody that's
and
had
a love. And the neocons, you said this months ago, but the neocons are on the news bragging. Anyone that you even know in the administration, they're firing as if you told them stuff. When they say you're wrong to Trump, they blame you. Just to show it's total insanity.
Complete insanity. I mean, he made the right call finally getting rid of Pam Bondi and finally getting rid of Kristi Noem that we had advised him to do back in early January because they were such walking, talking disasters. But he doesn't.
By the way, you said on air, it's going to be sex stuff with Noem. I got not just Kerry Lewandowski. I guess you knew about this big tent stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. It was an open secret in the White House that she was using money to fund her affair with Corey Lewandowski. And that Corey Lewandowski was weaponizing the office to line her pockets. Same with Pam Bondi, was doing the same. But the people that have been telling him, don't go in, don't get deeper, don't get more involved, are people that he only sporadically listens to. And instead he's been encouraged by insane people to do insane things. Bibi Netanyahu has lost his mind, too. So those people have to be excluded from the decision-making matrix. And what we need is people like Vice President Vance and others to step up. Well, Hegseth is a nightmare. The guy thinks he's really bringing Jesus back. He's waiting for the third temple to be established at the end of this. He wants the apocalypse to happen. We should not have a Secretary of War who wants the apocalypse to happen. That is not a good thing. The guy has completely fallen off the neocon wagon, and he's drinking like a madman, doing a full-scale 24-hour binge of neocon insanity mixed with Christian Zionism.
And you also see Lindsey Graham with bubble wands stalking children at Disney World, Noem's husband with giant fake tits. You've got Graham drunk this weekend, stumbling around the street. I mean, this is insanity.
You have a dystopian nightmare living out in like every sci-fi novel that has always started out with there's some nuclear war that the country gets some.
And the guy that starts it, Trump's brain has a bubble wand.
That exactly correct. I mean, and he's just lost it. We just have to be honest. He's lost it. And we've got to take corrective remedial action. Somebody's got to do something before the whole world burns, because otherwise that's the risk that might start.
He's like a crazy jumper on the Brooklyn Bridge checking out.
Okay, so I think one thing that is clear out of all of that, we need age limits, just like we need term limits from civil service. I don't want an 80-year-old president anymore. I don't want a 70-year-old president. I don't want a president above 65. Ooh, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's crazy. What have these codgers gotten us at the end of the day? What is the benefit of having someone that was, you know, born nearly a century ago running the country? They don't have any actual vested interest in making it better. Sure, they might. The experience, all the real estate development or the laws they've passed or signed or whatever, right? Like look at Biden as an example. Ooh, he's the VP. What does that mean? I trust someone much more if they have children. If they have like a business that's young, if they have a political career that's young, that makes me believe that you actually want to live on the planet with me, you know, in like 30, 40, 50 years, right? And that makes me feel positive towards you as a candidate. We don't have anybody like that, left or right. Or you have someone that's like an infant. You get an infant or you get an old man. You get Kamala, who has like the brain of like a 4-year-old, or you get Trump or you get Biden. It's just, we reject the binary. Another thing here, Pete Hegseth, he's got this clip. I didn't have it for today. It's just with these things, it's like a mosaic. And you just like, I have a good memory kind of, so I can kind of remember all of them. But Pete Hegseth has this iconic clip where he calls himself a recovering
neocon. He's like, oh no, I'm recovered now. I don't want to engage in that. Well, is this not the most epic relapse of all time? I want to roll clip number one to show what we're talking about here with neocon behavior. Lindsey Graham.
Needs to end too. So I'm very optimistic that President Trump's going to bring this regime to an end one way or the other. I prefer diplomacy, but this time tomorrow night, they're either going to do a deal that makes sense for the world and the region and for Iran itself, or we're going to blow them up.
I'm forgetting the exact law that it is, and it doesn't necessarily apply to this right now, although I would say it does because he's a senator from South Carolina. He doesn't dictate foreign policy. That's not his job. It is actually the president's job to do foreign policy. It's not Lindsey's job. But Lindsey Graham will go over to Ukraine and will spend reportedly hundreds of thousands of dollars in hotels doing very shady stuff, in my view and in a lot of other people's view. That's speculation and opinion, but it is what it is. It's kind of known at this point. And he will do foreign policy deals on behalf of the U.S. He'll promise Zelensky something. He'll promise the Gulf country something. He was like, he issued some sort of like royal decree to Saudi Arabia like less than a month back. Hey, look at this. He goes over there. This is perfect. The crew is so amazing. This is him and Senator Blumenthal. Blumenthal's a Democrat. Lindsey Graham is a Republican. And they're sitting right there with their proxy, with their dictator state that they've propped up, that they're profiting off of, that they want the war and the blood to continue. They love the blood. They both love the blood. And that's what unites the Uniparty, is ultimately the hunger for death. And you can go Democrat. You can go Republican. I point again at Chuckie Schumer, who struck down the House resolution on the War Powers Act condemning what Trump had done initially. Like, they actively work against it. I'm going to read this out for you. This is the Pete Hegseth thing. Pete Hegseth quote, "I have been a recovering neocon for 6 years now. The foolishness from which we ricocheted around the world intervening, thinking it was in our best interest when we really just overturned the table, it created something worse." Okay. If you thought terrorists wearing flip-flops in caves was bad, wait until you find out about BRICS. Wait until you find out about the IMET corridor. Wait until you find out about all the things that are going to directly happen as a result of us being involved in this conflict, because we're going to lose. And I had Chase Geiser on the show like last weekend or weekend before, and he made the point of like, we were going to do this anyway. We have to fight for that region. We need the spot. We're going to lose. We should have sued for peace and negotiated a long time ago. And if you hear me saying that, you don't think that's patriotic, you think that's anti-American, you need to re-examine the world and your positions, because I'm just right. Like, I am just correct. We're headed towards multipolarity. It's going to be a multipolar world. And it's been the decisions ultimately of both Biden and Trump to weaponize the world's global financial system and then eventually to resort to hard military power that's ended us up and that's resulted in this situation. So I sit here. I'm honored to be your chronicler. You want to go to thealexjonesstore.com for all your favorite vitamins, minerals, nutritional supplements, as well as phenomenal apparel. We got great deals for you guys right now. We got 40% off on a lot of products. We got other discounts as well. I want to remind you, key thing to do with all this, and I remind people that want to support me as well, subscribe and save. You get discounts. You get it coming to your door every month. You don't have to think about it. I love it. I subscribe to Nephilim Blue. You should too, along with the other products as well. Thank you. We're going to be right back.
So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it. I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell, and sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway, and a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN's own website. They admit it. Over 2 million people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this out. Sort of put in the salt. IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record, good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I went and did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue. With this water, I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theolivestore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theolivestore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger, exclusively available through our sponsor, theolivestore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things, libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells, the methylene blue, and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Country and sadly not around the world. We're going to get into that, but I want to cover Trump's Easter address here. He's right next to the Easter bunny on his balcony, like some sort of Roman emperor from times begone. Let's go to the clip.
Does he have a good voice or what? I think we're going to send him to the Met. We'll get a little commission. Make a lot of money, because that man can sing. Thank you very much.
Pause it.
Not the first time we've heard him.
All right, we're going to be sending the rabbit to the front lines. Keep the Easter Bunny up, please. We got to keep the focus on the Easter Bunny. This is private Easter Bunny now. We're going to make him a machine gunner, and we're going to put him on the beach. You know, if you're good enough to do the White House, if you're good enough to do these events, we're going to airdrop you onto Karg Island. Okay, keep playing it.
So today is a very special day. It's a day where we celebrate Jesus. It's a day where we celebrate religion. And it's an honor to be the president.
What if in real life that's like a hardened Navy SEAL under there ready to drink blood? Or better yet, what if Jeffrey Epstein is actually in the bunny suit? What if he is still alive? What if he got plastic surgery and they smuggled him into the White House now and this is another humiliation ritual? Wow. We have to consider these things now. We're the conspiracy people, right? But go ahead and play it.
If the United States, our country, is doing so well, like it has never done before, you'll see that very shortly. And things that we've done have not been done before. We've broken every record on the stock market. We've broken every record in our military. And what about the rescue that took place yesterday? What about that?
It's
something that you rarely see.
And you see how unholy all this is? This is to like an audience of children that are holding painted eggs. And he's talking about the stock market. He's talking about the wars. He's talking about the pilot that we rescued, which is a great story. And I pray for that guy. I'm glad that he's back home. But he should have never been in that situation in the first place. This is real imperial stuff right here. Go back to the clip.
You know, they were giving me a briefing about that. And they said, normally when you're in very hostile territory, and I don't think it gets much more hostile than Iran, they're capable fighters. They're very tough people. And there are others like that. You don't mind when the enemy...
All right, we just point out the lies because he said that they only have BB guns and that they're obliterated and that they're destroyed. Suddenly, they're very tough. Okay. All right, go ahead and play it.
...is weak, but that enemy is strong. Not so strong like they were about a month ago. I can tell you, in fact, right now, they're not too strong at all, in my opinion, but we're soon going to find out, aren't we?
Which one is it?
But when a thing like that happens where a pilot shot down, in most instances, you're really not able to go in. Because you'll go in with 200 people and lots of jet fighters and helicopters, and you really don't have a chance. They get shot down. You lose 200 in order to pick up one. It's a horrible thing, but it's very rare that you can do it. And what we did yesterday is we picked up not one, we picked up two.
All right, I'm going to make the point my dad made on the show, which is an excellent point. If it costs this many resources, if it risks and endangers, and God knows how many people we actually lost in this operation, I'm sure that'll come out in the months to years to come. None of that's going to come out now because it's a matter of national security. If this is so bad, if rescuing one guy behind enemy lines is so bad, what happens when you commit thousands of troops to take an island or, God forbid, go on the mainland? I mean, come on. Really? We've lost dozens of aircraft so far. We lost two Reapers in this operation. I believe we lost helicopters as well. You can't do this forever. The exchange, they know. This is why 1,000 Iranians are willing to die to kill one American soldier or to take down one American plane or to blow up one American radar. They don't care because to them, their lives are cheap because it's what they believe in. And to us, our lives are very expensive because we don't want to lose what we have. Right. And it's just the example I give so often of the rich man and the hobo. And the hobo wants what the rich man has because the hobo has nothing. The hobo doesn't care if he goes to jail. The hobo doesn't care if he dies. The hobo just sees that person with the wad of cash and is like, I'm going to use it to buy methamphetamine. It's that simple. Go back to the clip.
Keep the first one quiet, and we were able to keep it quiet for about a day, which made it a lot better. But those two pilots were incredible, brave, and we thank them. And we're going to be having a news conference today at 1
really
o'clock in the Oval Office, and we look forward to it. But I just want to say we have a great military. We're the greatest military, the most powerful military any place in the world. You saw what happened with Venezuela. And it's an honor. I built it in my first term, and I didn't know I was going to be using it this much in my second term.
Referring to military.
My honor, and they're the greatest people on earth. Our warriors are the greatest fighters on earth. And they very much appreciate you and love you, and that's why they do it. So this is all about today. I must tell you, I came out and I expected we were going to be talking about farmers, and we love our farmers. We were going to talk about different products.
But you know what they want to talk about? We can give Argentina a $40 billion subsidy to keep their economy alive because they've essentially sold out their state to Israel. All right, they have a new county or district that's going to be like 300,000. Israelis, and they've sold all their water rights to a state thousands of miles away from them. Like, make it make sense, make it work out. But they know by doing that, they're going to get the backing of the empire. We give them $40 billion. We can't give the farmers a $20 billion subsidy. He says it's too expensive. I mean, this is just incredible. Go back to it.
Sir, this is about eggs. Eggs. Because we have the egg farmers of the entire country here. And they are unbelievable. And if you remember, when I first got
okay, that's enough.
My first news conference
That's enough. He literally just goes on to talk about the price of eggs. Oh, it's so amazing. Everything else is more expensive, including eggs. But
It's the cheapest it's ever been. He's like, oh, they wanted me to use plastic eggs. Can you believe it? I got real eggs because we have to have real eggs for the Easter celebration. And you have to examine that. And cause like the chud like sees that as like, Trump ain't gonna let him use fake eggs. He's gonna make him use real eggs. And it's like, okay. Well, like, that doesn't improve your life, man. But, like, you think it's cool because, paper straws suck. That's basically, like, that's the strongest argument that Trump's making right now for his presidency is he doesn't like paper straws, basically. And that he wants to use real things instead of fake things in some sort of mock presentation of Easter. All right. And Easter is really about God and Jesus Christ and his resurrection. We didn't hear a whole lot about that, except in the context of the pilot crashing being Jesus. Except in the context of the pastors and the demon witch priestess, Paula White laying hands and doing oogle boogle loogle, speaking in tongues over Trump. Actually, you know what? I want to go to clip number three. Let's watch a little bit of that. Let's watch this deranged prayer. Let's watch clip number three.
Persians, the Iranians, were wanting to kill every Jew, woman, child, and do it.
You do know that according to Iranian law, the Jews have to have seats in parliament, right? You do know they're like an entrenched part of their government. They're actually a very loyal part of their population because they're treated well. I watched Max Blumenthal go over there and see their synagogues. Okay, there's 35,000 of them or whatever that live in Tehran. So the Persians want to kill every Jew, man, woman, and child alive. It's a freaking lie. People, it's a lie on its face. Do a little research, okay? Actually look at these countries and the people online, the people that call these people just like dirty Muslims or whatever. This is a 4,000-year-old civilization. This is not a joke. And Jews are a part of their civilization. They live there. So it's just deranged, completely insane, a lie on its face. And here's the thing. You could say, oh, well, they're well-meaning, the pastor or whatever, but he's misinformed. No. You invoke God's name in things. And this is why I'm so anti-Trump now. I had to come out against Trump is because I invoke God's name. I pulled a cross out of my shirt and I told people to vote for him the night of the assassination attempt because I thought he was anti-war. So if you're going to make a religious statement, if you're going to invoke God, be very careful about how you do that because I'm very sorry that I did that, right? But you're praying over a man that's killing children actively right now. Saying he's doing it to, because the Persians want to kill every man, woman, and child alive. It's not true. Objectively not true. Go ahead and play it.
Persians, the Iranians, were wanting to kill every Jew, woman, child, and do it all in one day. But you raised up Esther to save the Jewish people.
Okay, so Esther is also the name of like the Israeli like PSYOP program or whatever, or like the programming campaign they run to get people to like accept the Hezbollah and to like think that they're winning the war or whatever against Iran. Just a little point. Just want to showcase that to people. Go ahead and play it.
Father, we thank you. Today, the Iranians, the wicked regime of this government wants to kill every Jew and destroy them with an atomic fire.
Give me a break.
But you have raised up President Trump.
Every single line is a lie. We got Israeli state TV where they're giggling about using neutron bombs on Iran. Okay. So like, here's the thing. These are just the servants of those people ultimately, right? But man. I'm at a loss for words now. Just go ahead and roll it.
You've raised him up for such a time as this. And Father, we pray that you'll give him victory. Yes. Father, we pray for our military that you'd watch over, protect them.
Yes. The only
Father, we pray for
the
people of Iran who want freedom to be set free from these Islamic lunatics.
Pray for him to stop dropping bombs on their head.
Father, we thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who came to this earth to take our sins, that he died and shed his blood on a cross for our sins, that he was buried. He took our sins to the grave, but you raised him to life. And Father, we thank you and we praise you and we give you the glory. Father, protect President Trump. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, we've had enough. All right, I'm going to contrast that right now with clip number six. All right. Get ready for this exchange. You think the hand of God is on Trump? Do you honestly believe that in the audience? It may be the hand of, you know, infinitely weaker evil entity that wants to destroy all life on Earth, also known as the devil. Go ahead and play clip number six.
I'd have them stay away.
Thank you, Mr. President, for the question. Deliberate attacks on civilian infrastructure violate the Geneva Conventions and international law.
Who are you with?
I'm with the New York Times. Zolan from the New York Times. Are you
failing?
Are you concerned?
Circulation way down at the New York Times.
Are you concerned that your threat to bomb power plants and bridges amount to
war crimes? No, not at all. No, I'm not. I hope I don't have to do it. But again, I just said 47 years they've been negotiating with these people. They're great negotiators. And because they're not going to have a nuclear weapon. And if somebody that takes my place someday is weak and ineffective, which possibly that will happen because we had numerous presidents that were weak, ineffective, and afraid of Iran, we're never going to let Iran have a nuclear weapon. And if you think it's okay for people that are sick of mind, that are tough, smart, and sick, really sick, from a policy standpoint, from a standpoint, any which way you want to say, mentally, these are disturbed people. If you think I'm going to allow them, and powerful and rich, to have a nuclear weapon, you can tell your friends at the New York Times, not going to happen.
Quiet.
You no longer have credibility at the New York Times because the New York Times said, oh, Trump won't win the election, and I won in a landslide. I won every swing state. New York Times said, oh, Trump won't win the election.
Okay, you want to talk about deranged sick people and behavior. This is deranged, okay? This is Biden stuff. You're talking about the election. You're like, oh, You're fake news. You can't ask me a question in response to them asking, like, hey, are you going to target civilian infrastructure? You see in the Geneva Convention, this is a war crime. But this is the divinely blessed administration. This is also known, I want to remind people of this, this is the peace president. Okay, look, this president of peace, he's gathering power right now in his heathen ritual. There's nothing Christian or spiritual about this. Look at the demon witch priestess, High Jezebel, Paula White, dressed in red like Lucifer, chanting, mumbling, bumbling under her tongue the names of the various lesser and greater demon hosts that she's familiar with in the underworld. Okay? Anyway, I can't do this anymore. I can't sit here and tell you guys that this is normal. This is sick and deranged. This is everything we saw under Biden and more times 10. It's even worse because he's conscious of it. He's excited about it. He's having fun doing it. Okay. But I'm going to go ahead. I want to show you guys clip number five, Trump spoils of war.
Are you allowed to, or are you willing to end this conflict with Iran charging tolls for passage through the strait?
Us charging tolls?
Iran.
What about us charging tolls?
Is that something you're considering?
I'd rather do that than let them have them, right? Why shouldn't we? We're the winner. We won, okay? They are militarily defeated.
Okay, we won. They're militarily defeated. We will charge a toll through the strait. We will make money off of it. All just total lies. Just flat out. And I want to go to this now. Can we pull up Iran's response to 15-point plan? It's a tweet. It's a tweet. And once we get this up on screen, I'm going to read this to you guys. They're not militarily defeated. They just blew multiple aircraft out of the sky. All right. They just humiliated us yet again. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. Okay. Breaking. Iran has delivered its highly anticipated 10-point response to the U.S.'s 15-point peace plan. Iran's 10-point plan includes a guarantee that Iran will not be attacked again, permanent end to the war, not just a ceasefire, into Israeli strikes in Lebanon. They are carpet bombing, destroying, demolishing, demolitions all over Lebanon, a million people displaced. Lifting of all U.S. sanctions on Iran, into all regional fighting against Iranian allies. In return, Iran would open the Strait of Hormuz. Iran would impose a Hormuz fee of $2 million per ship. Iran would split those fees with Oman. Iran would provide rules for safe passage through Hormuz. Iran sees Hormuz fees for reconstruction instead of reparations. President Trump's deadline for a peace deal with Iran is 25 hours away. Wow. So the English term for this, I would like to use good nomenclature is worlds apart. Okay, the two parties are worlds apart, and one's making a claim, the other's making a claim. One's currently backing up the claim by keeping the strait closed and bombing military bases, bombing Gulf State oil infrastructure now like they did last night. One state has that win condition. The other side's win condition is regime change, right? That's Trump's goal. That's Netanyahu's goal. They ultimately stated. What did it say in this here? This is the latest one. However, now that we have complete and total regime change, see, this is the goal of the United States, but the United States Israeli empire is not going to be able to get this because it's a headless horseman. As my dad described, it's all run by their regional commanders. It's decentralized. It's designed so that if one block fails, you just replace it with another. It's very smart military engineering. All right. Let's go ahead and go to this Joe Kent article. All right. From the New York Post. New York Post: conspiracy theorist Joe Kent promises disturbing Iranian propaganda, or promotes disturbing Iranian propaganda, claiming U.S. tried to kill stranded soldier. So let's take a look here. And the reason why we look at obviously biased articles like this is in an effort to see through the cracks and see what's really going on here. Conspiracy theorist and ex-National Counterterrorism Center boss Joe Kent has been called out for promoting wild Iranian propaganda that suggested the United States was actually trying to kill a downed American airman just hours before he was dramatically released. Okay, so let's look at Lebanon real quick as an example of the foreign policy that we've begun to adopt. All right. The Israeli ambassador to the UN comes out and says, yes, targeting civilian infrastructure is legitimate. We can do it as much as we want. And then we see ourselves, the Americans, we blow up the schools, we blow up the bridges. We're doing just like them. And this is exactly like that. They have something in Israel called the Hannibal Directive. And that means to them, you know, they can recover a dead body. They can't ultimately recover a living hostage. It's much more convenient for them to off their own people that are in a bad situation. And you can look at a lot of the stuff that happened on October 7, a lot of the so-called collateral damage from the IDF that really was the, in my belief, speculation, the result of the Hannibal Directive. Okay, going back to the article. Kent, who abruptly resigned from his Trump administration post last month in protest over Iran, got into a war of words with CNN's Jake Tapper on Monday after the former counterterrorism honcho was called out for peddling the false claims. That's what they say. He had shared an article from Iranian state media over the weekend that claimed the U.S. was actively bombing the same area where the missing airman was believed to be. The pro-regime outlet was reporting that the Trump administration had lost hope of finding the American soldier and was now trying to kill him before he could be captured by American forces. Kent shared the post before President Trump revealed hours later the crewman had finally been rescued in a daring operation behind enemy lines. Tapper, for his part, was quick to ridicule Kent's nonsense post, arguing the theory hadn't aged well. Okay, so, and this is the whole thing, and everyone on this side, I want to make this point right now, everyone on this side that is pro-war and supports these causes, they are ecstatic, and they are so happy when they prove us wrong, quote-unquote, and something good happens instead of something bad happens. We're sitting over here, and this is how you can know we're correct in being anti-war. We're sitting over here going, great. We love it. We're glad that was bad information. We're glad the pilot is home safe. Of course we are. It's not a sick game to us. It's an actual real-life situation that we want to stop as soon as humanly possible. This isn't a theoretical for the Americans struggling in the rapid economic decline and rising gas prices. This isn't a theoretical for the Iranian children, dead, maimed, missing limbs, missing eyes, deaf, blind, dumb, whatever you want to say, TBI. This isn't a theoretical for them. It's not a theoretical for all the people in the global south that rely on the Strait of Hormuz for energy, all of our allies, all of our partners. I mean, you just take a look at the EU. What's happened in the EU is truly bonker town. So they've been waging economic warfare with our help on Russia for the past half decade longer, of course, but really intensely half decade, especially since the Ukraine war started. And you take a look at what's going on there. The Ukrainians, really us, we blew up Nord Stream 2, which was the cheap pipeline connecting Germany to Russia and giving the manufacturing heartbeat of Europe its pulse. We removed that. We made them buy oil, LNG from us at three times the price. And now, because the strait is shut down, it's the straw that breaks the camel's back. And they're talking to Russia now. They're talking to Iran.
Like, they need to find a way for their civilization to survive. And as backwards and as broken and twisted as they are, they look at us. They look at what's going on here. There is no plan. And it's really the two neocon power blocks. You have kind of the old Cold War entrenched class. And those are the people that want the forever war with Russia and blah, blah, blah. And that's the great enemy. That's the great threat. That's really kind of out of style. What's resurging now, and we've always talked about this on the network, of course, China is an opponent of the United States, just outwardly. What's appearing now is the fight over the Middle East and the erasure of Israel to regional or global hegemon status, at least locally there in the middle of the world, eventually preparing for the fight against China. So that's the power block that's in control now. That's the grand Machiavellian scheme. And ultimately, like, why do we got to be so crazy? Why we all got to run around all these various different nations? They all do it too, but us primarily. Why we got to run around the world and make things worse for everyone? Well, why can't we just have happy time? Why can't we just all go to the gas station? Like, I would like for us to move past an era of just wanting to kill each other all the time for no reason because the old people said so. Because Epstein's friends on TV, literally, Epstein's friends go on network television and tell you you're supposed to support this conflict. Epstein's friends tell you what to think and what to do. I'm not Epstein's friend. I never knew Epstein. I spit on Epstein. So why not listen to me? Why not listen to someone like my dad? Why not listen to someone like Harrison? Why not listen to somebody like Owen? Why not listen to all of us, right? Because we're new media. We're alternative. We're outside of that old power block and that old system. And like, that's just why I'm so proud to be able to sit here in the studio with you today. So we got a minute 20 left on the clock. Okay. I'm going to take calls next hour. I want to get through a few more things here on my sheet. I'm staying good. I'm pacing here. I got enough material. But I want to hear your calls relating on the Trump Easter situation. All of it, whatever one of the tweets you want to pull out, whether that's the regime change tweet, the praise be to Allah tweet, any of that, all of it. Look, we got the Easter bunny in the field. It's all good. He's getting they're going to fight. This is what we demand. This is what we want to see. But call in if you got an opinion on it. I'll read the number when we come back on air. Thank you so much for being here with me today. I want to remind you, go to thealexjonesstore.com for all your favorite deals. And there's the call in number. It's 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Give me a little while. We're going to play a report. I'm going to come back to you and your calls. I love you. Stay with me. We got more hard-hitting information coming up. As always, I'm your host, Rex Jones. If you want to find me anywhere else, I'm on Rex Jones News on Twitter. I got a show called The Gray Area. Actually, I'm going to talk about the future of this show coming up next. Thank you very much.
Here at the InfoWars studio in Austin, Texas, there's not a single desk, workstation, or studio where you can't find a half-empty product from thealexjonesstore.com. That's because we all put our money where our mouth is. And you too can be confident that you're putting into your body the absolute best supplements, nootropics, drink mixes, and tinctures that money can buy. So to all of you who are on the fence about ordering from thealexjonesstore.com, what are you waiting for? And to all of you who've made the commitment, we here at InfoWars salute you, and we'd like to say,
thank you for your support.
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 Thank you for your support at thealexjonesstore.com.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
Fertilizer pharma shock is a compounding crisis that ties energy choke points directly to crop yields and medicine supplies in a chain reaction Washington refuses to acknowledge.
And just think about this. They have no Navy. They have no military. They have no nothing. They're losing. They admit they're losing. They're begging to make a deal.
Iran's closure of the Strait of Hormuz has halted roughly one-third of global seaborne fertilizer trade and nearly half the world's urea, the critical nitrogen source for crop growth.
The U.S. is a net exporter of fertilizer, but we have big fertilizer problems in the United States because, remember, even if you're exporting it, and the price has gone up. So if you're from Iowa, where I'm from, You're paying a lot more for fertilizer this planting season, assuming you didn't buy it ahead of time, which, by the way, most of the farmers didn't. They've been in a little bit of a tight squeeze. Often they buy input, seed and fertilizer, prior to a year in advance of planting. Well, this year they didn't. So they're buying it basically not forward, but buying it on the spot market.
Urea prices from the Middle East have surged from under $500 per metric ton to around $700 or higher, with overall fertilizer costs up more than 50% year over year. Spring wheat planting could hit the lowest levels since 1970.
Setting the table on farmers is they were in bad shape prior to the war financially. They were getting squeezed. So as a result, they didn't do what they often do, and that's buy their inputs forward, buy them a year in advance.
Oh, wow. So they did that. They did that even before the crisis we're facing right now.
Yes.
Russia has suspended ammonium nitrate exports. China has restricted key blends to protect domestic prices, and India faces gas shortages threatening its urea output. With 318 million people already in acute hunger, analysts warn another 45 million could slide into crisis if disruptions last beyond June. Layer on the pharmaceutical strike, Iranian missiles hit Israel's Neot Hovav industrial zone, home to Teva Pharmaceutical, the world's largest generic drug maker, and Adama Chemical Facilities. Teva supplies affordable generics for cancer, heart, respiratory, and neurological treatments relied on by hospitals worldwide, especially in third world nations. Pre-existing shortages were already severe. Prices will rise, access will tighten, and chronic patients could face rationing or expensive switches in the months ahead. Iran's closure stranded Qatar's North Field output 33% of global helium. That also left 200 cryogenic helium containers at risk of total boil-off within weeks. No helium means no chips for AI GPUs or data centers, while India's 70,000 MRI machines and semiconductor memory supplies face immediate pressure. Jet fuel has at least doubled in the U.S., with airlines warning of dry inventories, cancellations, and rerouting, while diesel tightness grips Australia and South Korea, prompting wartime economic measures.
Chanju, what is the South Korean government doing to address all of these problems? They've launched a full-scale emergency economic response involving the offices of the president, the prime minister, and more. They're also looking to pass a war supplementary budget, and they're urging the public to conserve energy.
The just-in-time global system that was built on cheap energy, fragile choke points, and the illusion of endless efficiency has had its table flipped over. Stock what you reasonably can, demand real domestic resilience over globalist fantasies, and build tolerance for uncomfortable truths that are imminent. John Bound, reporting for InfoWars.
What's this?
Oh,
I've got power plant. Oh, what's this? I've got methyl drive. The two ingredients in the power drive bundle, which is available at thealexjonesstore.com. Take them. Pure power, pure energy, raise testosterone, improve mitochondrial function, methylation genes in enzymatic processes throughout the body. Pairs perfectly, absolutely perfectly with Methylene Blue. These are the two products made to work in conjunction together with Methylene Blue. I made them, I developed them, high quality mineral blends, methylation blends, adaptogenic herbs, functional mushrooms, and the CoQ10, the PQQ. What you want for metabolic health and mitochondrial function. I want you to win today. I want you to succeed. Take out the enemy. Choose freedom. Second hour, we're going to be taking your calls. You're going to want to stay with me, Rex Jones, American Journal. I was just talking to the boys behind the scenes during the network break there, and I looked down at my Casio. I looked down at my watch, and I'm like, oh, it's 4-7. And to a normal person doesn't believe in the evil witchcraft, numerology, or anything like that, you'd say, ah, 4-7, whatever, it's not a big deal. Trump and the cadre of brain-dead lunatics around him, especially the preacher types and the Zionist types, they have convinced him that he is the reincarnation 3,000 years later of Cyrus the Great, that he's the 47th president for a reason, because Iran has been this evil regime for 47 years, and he's going to be the one to put a stop to it. I am not giving you financial advice. That's not what this is. This is pure speculation. I'm thinking about going all in, just going full, total degen broke on the invasion happening today. Now, I don't want a war profiteer, so I'm definitely not going to do that. That's just a speculative thought, but you would probably make a lot of money, theoretically, not financial advice, if you were like, oh, well, it looks like it's imminent, because that's how these people think. And it's sad that we have to consider how sick these people are, but I looked down at my watch and I'm like, man, I know they're telling him that in the White House right now. Trump's going to attack him on 4-8 when the whole thing is 4-7. And just an interesting thing, and I don't believe in this at all. We put no stock in demons or magic or any of it. But the Chinese, and I learned this because I took 5 years of Chinese class in middle and high school, the Chinese believe that 4 and 7 are the most unlucky numbers, and the combination of them is the most unlucky of all time. So just a little observation there. We got y'all's numbers on the board. I'm about to get to y'all. Really appreciate everybody. Really quick, I'm going to do a plug. Because we got a plug to stay on air. Let's get the site up really quick. I'm going to read you these deals, and there's new deals dropping every day. There's a plug sheet on its way to me right now with the new exciting offers. But there is a new rolling sale up to 40% off Ultra DNA Revival. Let me tell you about that product. You want the NAD Plus, incredible for mitochondria, incredible for longevity. That's a really serious agent, kind of just like Methylene Blue is. So if you're looking for the best, if you're looking for the Rolls Royce, the Cadillac of supplement products you could take, I guarantee you compare the price on that to like a health store price or like a Whole Foods price. If you're going to find a similar product, they're just going to be charging out the wazoo for it. We got it at the best deal, 40% off right now. And that's a product
if you remember like DNA Force back in the day, some would say this version's even better. It's got the actually like trans resveratrol in there, which is the stuff that's in wine, but it's like the hyper concentrated, super powerful form of it. That's what you want alongside the NAD. You've also got Shilajit capsules and gummies. Shilajit's so amazing. They're mineral deposits. They're millions of years old, and they contain high levels of fulvic acid and all these natural peptides. Of course, we always hear about these peptides. What do these peptides do? Well, they're in Shilajit. You got to try them. And look at this. Grab this stuffed InfoWars cooler. There's an InfoWars cooler now? I'm going to be getting this immediately once I get off air. I'm going to call Bigly and be like, hey, I need to buy one from y'all half off. So I'm going to get an InfoWars cooler. And right now you can get kind of that same deal too. It's the Ultimate InfoWars Cooler Bundle for $19.99 off from $145. And go ahead and scroll down a little bit. $99.99, excuse me. Get everything you need for a great time outdoors with the Ultimate InfoWars Cooler Bundle. This rugged insulated cooler stands 12 inches tall and keeps your drinks cool for hours, perfect for tailgates. Includes the cooler, includes the sunglasses, includes the InfoWars koozie. Very, very badass. You're going to want to get that amazing offer at thealexjonesstore.com. Here's the thing. All the InfoWars branded stuff, that's about to go out the window. I'm going to reveal some inside baseball. Y'all right now, like, if you want to get in, while you still can get in the pool, the water's warm before that heater turns off, you're going to want to go to thealexjonesstore.com and get classic items like that, especially the merch. Like, I've just been stealing t-shirts, to be honest with you. That's my payment for working here. I steal apparel, supplement products, I gobble them, I have them right here. Actually, you know what? Let's do a little bit of this right now because I haven't taken it yet. This is Power Plant from the Alex Jones Store. I'm going to go ahead and take two. This is a supplement that I specifically designed to be taken with Methylene Blue. It's kind of a new enhanced version of Super Male Vitality that works better and is a cleaner overall formula. This has Rhodiola rosea, also known as golden root, in it, as well as cordyceps mushroom. So it boosts dopamine, norepinephrine, oxygen carrying capacity, makes exercise feel amazing. And then you've got the complete mineral blend in here of really high dose zinc and boron to raise testosterone and free testosterone, combined with the selenium to protect your boys down there. Like, this is the best product. Absolutely delicious. I can feel the power of the Power Plant already. Just wanted to give that plug because here's the thing. I'm not BSing you guys. We all, everyone around here, we gobble the supplements. But I want to go ahead and get to y'all's calls. Let's see who's on the board. Let me take Sean from California.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Pretty good. What's on your mind?
Well, as you may or may not remember me from calling you another gray zone a while back, excuse me, gray air talks, I wanted real quick, Rex, to just share my InfoWars morning stack. So you might appreciate this.
Sure.
If you got a second for the plug. So I will combine the Shilajit Complex, the Ultimate Methyl Drive, and the Ultimate Life Force. That's my three in one, get my day going. And I'm about to head out, grab some of that here when I head to work. I wanted to paraphrase from the Declaration of Independence for you that, you know, good men will suffer evil while evil is sufferable. I said that to Rob Dua last month as well. The American people are suffering because we've chosen to let this POTUS and everyone around him tell them what the Zionists think. And
yes,
we have to, again, not rely on one or two people who Alex knows, you know, getting messages to them. We, the people, are allowed, with notice to agents, notice to principal, we are allowed to come together as a national assembly, come together as your state general journal assemblies,
sure,
and come together as the county assemblies and send him what we expect of him and hold him to that oath of office. I've told Rob, I've told Harrison, I've told yourself, you know, you go to national-assembly.net, we have the process laid out. But the American people, I guess they're just content in not telling the president.
I'm going to let you continue because this is a good call, and I want you to plug the resource because it's a very important resource. Yeah. I do remember the call now. I just said I take hundreds of calls, so it's a little bit difficult. You look at all this, and I had this discussion, I hate to go back to it again, with this guy called The Quartering, and it's just emblematic of everything we're discussing here with the people that are just kind of jellyfish, and like you say, people suffering evil and whatnot, going into that whole issue. These people legitimately tell us, and these are political people, they tell us, oh, well, you actually expect the president to do his job and to make America better for the people? That's never happened ever the entire time I've been alive. And I've been alive a lot longer than you have, young man. And just that attitude is absolutely disgusting. It starts with us demanding change. I demand change. I will not accept this anymore. Go ahead.
You are completely correct, Rex. The POTUS is our commander-in-chief. He is also the chief service administrator of this, you could call it a ship of state. You could call it the United States Corporation, which you can look up their filing on Dun & Bradstreet. It's a real corporation, folks. Again, none dare call it conspiracy. It's a simple fact that if we want what you perceive as the CEO of this country to listen to us, he's got to hear from the shareholders, i.e. those of us who pay the taxes, those of us who are the American people. So when he's not hearing that, you know, remember Alex would talk about him being on the White House phone lines listening for calls. Are those phone lines going up or are people not calling in? And in the case of what we're teaching at national-assembly.net, we've had material we have sent to President Obama, President Trump. None of them glaze him. None of them say, hey, you're the best thing since, you know, sliced bread. We're like, here's what you do. Here's what we want. And here's what will happen if you do not do it. And the simple fact is, you know, we know the mechanics, whether you got to use state marshals to deal with someone corrupting your state or you got to, you know, use different levers of the federal government.
To boil everything down, and we're pressed on time. I got to take the next caller. We have a right to a redress of grievances. That's national-assembly.net. Thank you so much. Call back in. Thank you, Sean. Let's go to another Sean. This Sean's in Rhode Island. Comments on Trump and a plug. Your thoughts.
Hey, Rex. Sean, mailman, Rhode Island. Just calling in. Yeah, the Trump situation is very, very sad.
Yes.
Huge Trump guy. I voted 3 times. I'm still wearing my red hat every now and again, but I'm very reluctant.
Yeah.
I've taken my Trump magnet off the back of my pickup.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is he cutting refund checks for the hats?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Let's have a little bit of a conversation here, just like with the last caller. I think you're just touching on things that are key. Like, this is a heartbreaking betrayal. Like, this is not a thing as to where, like, I like to enjoy rag on Trump. This is like old Yeller with rabies type situation that we're embroiled in right now, except old Yeller has nuclear weapon. Like, that's the situation we're in. And here's the thing. Like, nobody has been a more ardent supporter of Trump than me. I literally got my dad to support Trump in 2015 by convincing him he would be the president. Like, just looking at the situation, looking at the magnetism and all of it. So to get to a point now, we were lied to, man. Sean, we were lied to just 2 years ago. It was super recent, and they want to memory hole all of that.
Of course. And you bring up the old Yeller. I was actually thinking about it a couple of days ago. Me growing up, I'm 46 now, and when I was growing up, my hero was Jose Canseco. I'm sure you know who he is.
Okay.
Anyway, you know, he was the Superman of baseball. And then what happened in the late 90s? Steroids.
Right.
Is he still my hero? He is. You know, I mean, I grew up with the guy. But at the end of the day, I see him as, you know, just some cheater. But, you know, it's kind of related to that. But it's very disheartening, especially the old people. The old people are such Trump fans still.
Yes.
I can't have a conversation at Easter dinner with my in-laws. They're just so on to Trump, so on to, you know, BB Netanyahu, which I still believe he possibly either him or Kushner is the Antichrist, but that's neither here nor there. But they're just so blunt. They have no clue. Like I said, I'm a postal service or I'm a mailman. I have 40 people in my office and not one person knows anything about Iran. It's scary.
It is scary. They know about pop culture. They know about their TV show. They know about their favorite celebrity
football,
or whatever.
And
you're literally like I talk to people at the grocery store, gas station, like gym, whatever. Be like, hey, like you know about what's going on. Like you're anti-war. Like, you know about the situation over there right now. You know, we're killing kids. Like, you know, like talk to someone, especially you talk to somebody. And it kind of was the signal for a while being like, oh, hey, you voted for Trump. Right. And then you could have a conversation with someone that wasn't going to like say like libtarded things to you or say that you were racist for not believing in 1,000 different genders or whatever. Right. But now it's kind of turned into a thing. Whereas I got in a car even just a year ago and all this hadn't even kicked off. And I was already outraged at Trump for refusing to end the Ukraine war, which was my main reason for voting for him. I didn't even have the Iran thing on my horizon. We all just couldn't even foresee the horror there. I get in this Uber I'm going downtown to go to a bar, and it's like a 300-pound, 70-year-old man, like just literally probably can't walk, basically, driving for Uber. He had a great voice. Like, oh, you got a good radio voice. We started talking Trump, whatnot. And then he literally goes,
so you're ready to go fight for Israel, aren't you, young man?
No. I get in an Uber as a 23-year-old in good physical condition, literally prime draft stock. They would send me over there in 5 seconds, and I got a guy that literally can't move around telling me I got to go die for Israel. And for me, as a young person, that's the ultimate betrayal. What do you think?
That's pretty much every liberal in the state I live in, Rhode Island. It's a lot of people that fit that exact description that are outside, you know, doing the protest in my little town, you know, the no ice, no kings. They do it every weekend. It's like 5 people. It's a big joke. It's all, you know, old people that would never stand a chance and survive in any craziness that happens in this country or this world. But I know I'm good. I've been listening to you guys for over 20 years. I'm stocked up, food, ammo, guns,
nice
supplies. I did just purchase that new Faraday backpack from you guys. I'm waiting for that. I can't wait. I saved up a bunch of my VIP membership money for that.
Beautiful.
And, you know, I live on the methylene blue. I've been taking it for probably, I don't even know, 8, 9 months, 10 months, ever since I, you know, finally, you know, swallowed the pill and said, yeah, let me try this stuff.
It's fantastic, isn't it? It's really phenomenal stuff.
I'm 10 miles a day. And I've called before. I've talked to Rob. I've talked to your father. Oh, before I forget, Alex Jones, president, 2028. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Alex Jones, president, 2028. Let's go.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I love your supplements, man. Methadrive, I take, which I know that was one of your formulas. I must have 10 bottles of that stuff. The methylene blue, the creatine, the super greens, bovine. I'm stocked up, man.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much, Sean, for the call. Really great thoughts. Really appreciate the plug as well. Really appreciate the support. The VIP program is a great deal because you can save up points and get like phenomenal, like, you know, greater discounts than even what's offered on the store. Really appreciate that call. We're running out of time here. We got like 7 minutes left. I want to take one or two more calls. Let's go ahead and go to Craig. Actually, you know what? We'll go to Craig in a second. Jefferson has been waiting for a while. Let's go to Free Energy and Super Weapons. Jefferson in Virginia.
Hey, Rex. Thanks for taking my call. Nice job on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, last week, your father mentioned that the rods from God might be in play and that we have teleportation ability to put unlimited numbers of them up in space.
Hmm.
So that's not really a new weapon. The teleportation aspect of unlimited ammunition is rather new, but we keep touching on this subject. I think the only way we get out of World War III is we have to force Trump into sort of a full disclosure of what we actually have on the free energy front so that these sort of wars aren't really necessary. In other words, the Strait of Hormuz isn't really an issue if you can teleport fertilizer and fuel from the Middle East to wherever it has to go.
I don't believe in the technology. I'm not like a, you know, like a based, like a Nibiru believer or any of that. I just don't buy it.
Well, you're not supposed to. In other words, I'm a boomer. I'm a proud boomer. I'm the last of the boomers, and I've watched the technology develop in secret, and it's much farther along than you newcomers actually realize. You have to actually do a deep dive into what's actually been done in the unacknowledged black projects.
Okay.
And that would be you could do a 4-hour show on just that subject matter.
Sure. Give me just a few bullet points. I'll write them down and we'll do that.
Well, I mean, if you were to get in touch with Ashton Forbes, he does a show every other night on weeknights, 3 nights a week, where he's talking about aneutronic fusion and how that can be weaponized, and there's no radiation from that. There's teleportation technology, which they use to make the MH370 plane disappear and go to Diego Garcia. These sort of technologies exist, but they're never going to be acknowledged unless some president overrules the defense contractors that are even hiding it from the Pentagon.
Mm.
So that's the world we live in, where we have the solution to almost all our problems except for overpopulation. but we just don't acknowledge.
Okay. I definitely agree with the last part about having like all the solutions to the problems. I believe in secret technology. I don't know about like the laser death beam or whatever. Thank you for the call. Really appreciate that. I will do my due diligence. I'll research what you said. Let's go to Bullseye in, I always forget what state that is. Is that Maryland? Minnesota.
I'm Jesse Ventura. I'm from Minnesota. I'm in the Baja now. Jesse Ventura.
But all right, go ahead. Let's talk to Bullseye in Minnesota.
Okay. I get super nervous and flustered on call lines like this.
All right, just give me a second. We're chill. I'm hanging out in the studio. You're hanging out wherever you are, doing your thing. I'm doing my thing. We're just hanging out. What's on your mind?
Yeah. I know, but I scripted out what I want to say.
Okay.
Calling in with a solution today. To keep from drawing blanks and stuff, I scripted out that way.
So
this might be a bit wooden, but if you just focus on the content of my words, I will try to paint a picture for you of what I have to offer.
All right, just keep it concise. I got you. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard you and Tim say that your show is all about solutions, and I believe that I may have one of the best solutions of anyone in your audience. And I'd like to back that statement up by putting a challenge out there that if you think you have a better solution than the one I'm about to offer, please call in and try to knock me off my pedestal. Mm. But if I'm right and I remain king of the solution hill, I would like the chance to climb the InfoWars fist bump ladder and to talk not only to yourself, but also make a quick call into Harrison Smith to continue my pitch and then a few-minute call in with Alex. I'd like to start my pitch by going back to something you were discussing last week when you were encouraging creation over destruction. As my solution is a creation, the creation of an original sport. An original sport which I have thoroughly fleshed out and am ready to record, live streaming the whole process from start to finish for your viewing audience as well as anyone else.
All right, we're going to go to another caller. Are you being serious right now? Because what does the sport have to do with the geopolitical like news roundup news show?
Oh, it's just a solution for you and your audience.
We can't get trolled here. We don't know what's coming. You do understand that, right?
Right.
Can you tell us what's coming?
Well, I was just going to talk about my sport. It's a spinoff of disc golf.
Okay.
So I think.
We can go into that a little bit. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I think disc golf courses would be a great rallying point because they're free for everyone to use, you know?
Mm.
And now I'm getting flustered.
No, you're good. Sorry to bomb you out. I do agree that, like, public community is very important.
Right, and it's good for us to get outside away from the computer screens, get exercise and sun and stuff like that. And I think that a lot of your callers call in and wonder where to meet people and fellow info warriors and stuff, but they're kind of worried to go to political rallies and stuff like that and meet people there. So I think we could utilize disc golf courses in the as a way to meet each other and stuff like that.
I'm sorry. I actually really like that. We've always talked about the concept of them wanting to keep us inside these coffin apartments, wanting to keep us away from the sun under the UV light all the time. It's super important to even just get, you know, like an hour of outside sunshine during the day, especially if you're in a group activity, you're hanging out with people, having a good time. That's how you meet people. It might be how you meet your wife. So that's a phenomenal suggestion. I actually really appreciate that call. Thank you, Bullseye. Really,
I'm down with Bullseye. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. I think that's a phenomenal idea. I'm sorry to step on your point there. You're actually a damn good, wholesome person. And we love that here on the show. Thank you so much, Bullseye. Okay. I'm going to come back with your calls. I'm also going to discuss the future of my new morning program and the American Journal and a bunch of different things. You're going to want to stay with us. I'm reminding you again that InfoWars cooler bundle you want at $99.99. You get the limited edition cooler. When it's gone, it's gone. You want to get this now while the inventory lasts, while the supply lasts. And I want to go ahead, throw up the Power Drive bundle really quick. Let's throw up the Power Drive bundle. I created two supplements on the alexjonesstore.com, and I've helped with several others as well. Methyl Drive and Power Plant. If you want the ideal combination, if you're taking Methylene Blue already, you get these two bad boys, I guarantee you're going to feel the cognitive benefits. I guarantee you're going to feel the energy. I guarantee you're going to feel the vitality. Get it now. Power Drive Bundle, thealexjonesstore.com. I love you all. I'll be right back.
everything I sell to you works. Obviously, that's the goal. So that you get it and you like it and you want it to get it again. Everything I sell to you, we put deep research into and I personally use. Now, I've been promoting zeolites for decades with great sponsors because they really work. I'm going to tell you what they are. Well, Bigley, our sponsor, has a really high quality, private label, top selling brand that we were able to private label we're bringing to you right now. With the unprecedented toxins in the environment, with the chemtrailing, all the garbage in the food, it is more important than ever to take zeolites on a regular basis. But not all zeolites are created equal. This is really a high quality zeolite. Please do your own research. And then go to theolivestonestore.com and secure our high-quality zeolite formula. Now let's go over just some of the incredible facts. We're swimming in toxins every single day. Metals from the air, chemicals in the food and water. Your body needs help binding and eliminating this garbage before it builds up and destroys your cells. Inner zeolite detox defense. Advanced binding agent. This isn't some gimmick. Zeolite is a naturally occurring volcanic mineral with a unique cage-like crystalline structure that acts like a molecular trap. Through ion exchange and absorption, it selectively grabs positively charged toxins, heavy metals, ammonia, and other unwanted compounds while letting beneficial minerals stay put. Then it escorts them straight out of your system through your gut. Paired with folic acid, it also supports healthy mineral transport and cleaner internal environment. Users report feeling lighter, more balanced, and clear-headed with consistent daily use. Just one dose a day gives you 60 full servings of detox support. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't steer you wrong. You know that. If you love our methylene blue, if you love our bovine colostrum, if you love the other incredible products like our T3 iodine, you are going to love this zeolite detox formula. Secure yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. And if you haven't checked out the other supplements like our methylene red that's proprietary to us, our ultramethylene blue that is on record the strongest and the best, then check it out today. And while you're there, check out the widest selection of Patriot apparel, baseball caps, t-shirts, hoodies, you name it, to spread the word of freedom in America and worldwide. Bottom line, thanks for keeping us on the air over the years. We're facing some of the biggest challenges ever to stay on the air. But thanks to you standing with us as our partners, the InfoWar, we are stronger than ever. So thank you so much for your support. Now, please visit thealexjonesstore.com today. And if you want to get massive discounts on all the supplements, sign up as a subscriber. Lock in your orders in the future. You can cancel any time. So all you're really locking in is the massive discounts. Same thing with VIPs. Cancel any time. $30 a month. Get $40 to spend in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales on everything. So if you're buying anything, thealexjonesstore.com, you should be a VIP. Thank you so much for your support. Now secure your zeolite formula now at thealexjonesstore.com. The big health guy. You're way better shape than I am. Don't kick my ass. I've seen you working out with the Liver King. You say you've taken methylene blue before. I want you to take our medical grade. It takes 30 minutes to kick in. So good for your body. I'd like you to drink this, Jay. You said earlier, what? I appreciate it. I want to get your true review. It doesn't work? Tell me. Here it is, brother.
Cheers.
Looks just like the stuff from Doom, the water of life. He's drinking the juice of a strangled, drowned sandworm right now. Baron Harkonnen is not happy. We're going to see what happens.
20 minutes later.
I feel like my brain is clearer and working faster. It feels like my brain and my energy have had the accelerator hit on them. I felt it in my brain and my energy.
Well,
I like it. I'm going to get me some before I leave.
We're going to give you a couple bottles of it, bro. We love it. It's amazing. Get yours now, thealexjonesstore.com.
We are back taking your calls on the American Journal, but I wanted to clue you in kind of on my pinky in the brain master plan here. So our last show on the network, the last American Journal episode ever, is going to be this Friday. Now, what am I going to do about that, having come to become accustomed to and now loving the morning time slot instead of doing the evening where I'm all tired? I get to have all this energy and come to y'all as things are breaking immediately. What I'm going to do, and I'm going to figure out exactly how to make this work, how to promote it and everything, but if you've been enjoying me and Tim as well, but it'll just be me in the mornings from now on, it'll be my time slot. If you've been enjoying me on these morning shows, you want to see me and we want to do the news roundup every day. You want me to be your chronicler, which I'd be honored to do. I'm going to be live. I'm going to be doing a 3-hour show, same exact time slot, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. and doing stuff on the new network, doing a 90-minute roundup at night as well, combined with already doing the gray area shows. My goal is literally to be live over a quarter of the day, I think, coming up pretty soon. Because here's the thing. I got this bad habit of playing video games. I'm just going to stream that too. Why not? So if you want to come hang out with me, you want to check in with me, you can always ask me a political question. I'm literally always thinking about this stuff. I mean, I grew up here. I grew up in a newsroom. It's my entire life. So if you want to check in with me and you want to chronicle this in real time and hang out, I'm always going to be there for you. But I'm thinking I'm going to call it My American Journal. So just a little thought there. We're going to go back to your calls. Ooh, who do we take? Who do we take? Who do we take? Let's take Sean in Indiana. We got a ton of Sean's today.
Morning, Rex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Great. I'm in a bad spot. Good morning. I'm in a bad spot. I'll try to make it quick. This has been playing on my mind for a couple of days. I realize a lot of people are upset with Trump and things that are going on and would like more disclosure on certain things and less cooperation on others, and I can't help but think that Trump is getting ready to pull a Reagan on us as soon as we're able to take care of the things that are the biggest threat to peace on Earth, so to speak, and he's going to pull the UFO card and ask for forgiveness on all of these things.
Yeah, Project Bluebeam and stuff like that. Yeah, man. I mean, we saw that. I mean, they don't just do things like that. That drone situation that popped up a year or two ago, that's not just a random event. You look at the War of the Worlds situation where you have the radio broadcast and people think the aliens are attacking. I mean, if you look at AI now, look at all the things they're going to be able to do combined with the real world technology they actually have. It is truly scary because what other cards does he have to play? He can go nuclear. He can go boots on the ground, or he could go for another massive distraction. Massive distraction is probably better. Your thoughts?
Well, absolutely. Mass distraction is great. But if he wants to be forgiven about the lack of the Epstein transparency,
yes,
the lack of taking bad intelligence, taking out the enemies that might dissuade or delay the golden age as he perceives it.
Right.
So he's good. I think he's going to play the UFO card. He's going to talk about what he's doing in our golden dome and those things and his way of ushering it in. And I think he's taking Reagan's word for real. Like, it'll pull all humanity together if we all found out. And I think that's why he's doing the bad things now, so he can try and tie it all up with a little bow, thinking his transgressions are going to be forgiven once he plays that card.
Wow, interesting take. Thank you so much, Sean in Indiana. You actually had good cell service for that. We heard you loud and clear. Thank you, Sean in Indiana. Let's continue on the theme of space and aliens and all of it. Let's talk to Matthew in New York. Caller number 3, you're on the air.
Privet Kaktala, Ruskies. How are you? Yeah, I'm just like, I'm in awe, man. The fart and piss project is like, it's unbelievable. So somehow they can get through an impenetrable force field. Amazing. Somehow they can traverse through a 16,000 mile per hour gravitational pull that hurls planets through space, right? Amazing. But the real thing is the light switch that turns off the stars is like, I mean, Elon Musk deserves all the money, bro. Who cares how much we got to pay for our groceries? This guy made a light. They have a light switch that turns the stars off in the sun, bro. Is that amazing or what?
It is pretty cool. You know, we need to give the billionaires more money so they can do their little enterprises. What do you think about what is the planet? What is the firmament? What are all these things in your view?
I believe the Bible. I believe the people that rule the world and study the and bang their heads on the Old Testament. I believe they laugh at us because we believe this stuff. And they go, look, God, they are cattle, and we should kill them. Look what they believe. You know what I mean? That's what I believe happens. I believe they taught. That's why they hate us so much, because we do not believe. You know what I mean? That's what I believe.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. I really appreciate that, Matthew in New York. Now let's go to Ian in Houston. The highest office has lost our trust. Totally agree with your point. Really quick, before you start talking, Ethan, I want to go ahead and read out the number again. Let's get more callers on the board. I want to hear from you what you've thought of Trump's latest speech and just the developments breaking right now. Current events, topics only. No grand theorems here. Call in 1-877-789-2539. That's 1-877-789-2539. Let's go ahead and talk to Ian in Houston.
Yes, good morning, Rex.
Morning.
I just wanted to make the point that, you know, trust is one of the core values of our country. And if we have a politician in office that says one thing and does something else, and, you know, we can't trust them, I mean, it's a dire situation. I mean, you know, one of my hardest things in life is knowing when somebody is speaking, whether or not they're telling the truth. It's very difficult for me, unfortunately. I've had situations arise for people that say one thing, right? And so if a politician says something, it has to be honest. It has to be truthful. And, you know, Trump ran on no new wars, fixing inflation, right, and all this stuff. And now he's completely turned basically 180 or 360, however you want to look at it. But he's the direct opposite of what he ran on. And that can't it's hard to really say, but that can't be allowed in our country. You know, America, the politicians that represent our country have to be able to go abroad and be trusted when they go to foreign countries that what they're saying is being said with integrity. We can't have politicians that go somewhere and negotiate in bad faith and then blow the building up.
Well, it's just not acceptable. You think about this. You think about the concept of our political officials going over to another country, receiving massive donations from people that are dual citizens of that country, and then they come out and say that you're racist if you criticize their obvious corrupt connections. And the thing is, we don't care who's doing it. I don't care who's doing it. We want it to stop, period. You're not special. You don't get indemnified from criticism. And you look at President Trump. I mean, Trump literally thinks that he's God. Like, he doesn't care. And that's the thing about Trump. And like, my dad's attitude towards it is he's like, oh, like, when's Trump going to figure this out? When's he going to wake up? He's gone crazy. He's gone insane. I just don't think he cares. I think they like shot at him. They're like, you're going to obey or it's going to be for real next time. And he's like, I get to be president. And they're like, sure. And he's like, hell yeah. Like, I think that's the calculation, don't you?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think that he's on the level of like ego maniac, narcissist. I thought that his ego kind of calmed down a little bit after the Butler situation.
Right.
But it seems that it's kind of not fully relaxed. So, yeah, when the ego and narcissism controls people, we have these problems that are kind of uncontrollable. And, you know, we have this other thing thrown into the mix, which is greed and money and all the insider trading that's going on in D.C.
We can talk for a little bit. We got plenty of time. You're going to take calls well into the next hour waiting for Joe Biggs. You're totally good. I mean, the prediction market should be illegal. Flat out.
Yeah, no, it definitely should be.
I mean, they literally they can make giant parlay bets stacking, multiplying the amount of money they're going to make off of events that they control in the situation room. You see like just line after line after line of like someone will win like 90 grand making 10 correct predictions. You know, how do you know that? You're an insider.
Yeah. And I mean, 90 grand, I think small peanuts.
Oh,
I mean,
sure.
I think
sure.
People have been profiting millions of dollars over this Iran
billions.
Situation.
And yes.
Yeah, I mean, the rest of Americans are struggling pretty hard right now. I mean, I just went to go get breakfast here in Houston, and I was at the breakfast place opens at 7. I was there at 8 a.m. sharp, and I was literally the only person in there. And I used to go there 6 years ago. I couldn't even find a parking spot.
Well, for eating out is an insane luxury now. Like, that might as well be eating, like, food with a gold foil on it. They want you to pay, like, $15, $20 a meal. Now, okay, we used to live in a society where it was about $5, okay, but we've graduated far past that point, and it's just a thing as to like how much will people put up with in your view?
That's a good question, you know. And I over Easter, I asked my family kind of what happened in the 70s with the gas shortages, if people were rioting, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And I also asked them about Kent State. I said, you know, essentially, right. why didn't the entire situation get fixed after Kent State? You know, right. We had the government that basically sent National Guard to university. They assassinated college students. And for some reason, the hippies still weren't able to completely turn this thing around. I mean, at this point, I mean, want to be as polite as possible about, but we kind of need to reconvene and fix the situation. I mean, and that's kind of what the founding fathers realized, you know, 200 years ago.
No, 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 we don't have a representative government. The government does not represent you, the American citizens, the American people. It represents big capital interests and foreign and special powers around the world. It doesn't represent you. We are literally in that revolutionary 1776 spirit moment right now. And that's just the reality of the world we live in now. Thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate that. Ian in Houston, let's go to Ben in Indiana. How far Trump has fallen from where he was? Ben, you're on the air.
Good morning, Rex. Hope you're having a good resurrection week.
Yes.
Just want to thank you guys for all that you do. And I am a quick plug. You know, I've been taking the product since 21. You know, I'm methyl dry, but the methylene blue capsules and iodine, methylene red. I take it all. So thank you so much for what you guys do. And I really don't want to see you guys, you know, I know you're going over to the Big Lee and everything, and I'm still going to pay attention, and I'm just thankful for you. But, yeah, it's just, it's so sad, you know, to see how far he's fallen, you know, all these promises made, but none of them kept, you know, with the fluoride and then Monsanto getting immunity and constantly pushing for, you know, to be Israel's little cuck, you know, it's so sad, you know, and
right.
I got these. My coworkers that are, you know, calling me a Democrat and liberal, and I'm anti-government now, you know,
right.
Because of this, if this is what it is, if we exchange Biden for a warmongering Trump, then what are we doing here? You know, I don't regret voting for him. I didn't want Kamala, you know, to sit there and promote this even more of this Moloch agenda. Now we got the Luciferians in
what you're boiling down to here is that we weren't given a choice, and we thought we were given a choice because
exactly.
We were just outright and total lied to. Everything he said he wouldn't do is exactly – he just does the opposite of whatever he promised. Like that's the Trump platform.
And then, really quick,
I'll let you continue. So you're in your office. You're trying to wake people up about this. You're trying to share information, and – it's literally the same attitude as like, oh, like I know the names of the My Little Ponies and you don't. Like the people you talk to, like, oh, you're a libtard. Well, that's like a third grader's mind. You know? See
right.
What I'm saying?
Yeah. And then, you know, oh, well, those who bless Israel, like, will be blessed. Israel is the people who follow Jesus, not this man-made state.
I totally agree. Israel is Abraham's seed, which is the fulfillment of the Old Covenant, which is Jesus Christ. We all know and believe this. You're having people talk to you about bless Israel?
Yes. I got these Gen Xers and these, you know, and then I got a kid, he's more like my boss. He's 27 and he's sitting here, you know, we should bomb Iran off the face of the
earth. No.
You don't sound like a Christian. You sound like a Christian Zionist. Like you to wish death upon another person is ridiculous, you know. And I'm getting, you know, treated differently because I'm not just going along with what Trump says. I wanted RFK, you know. I want a healthy America, you know. I don't want all this crap in my food, you know. I'm the head of nutrition at my church for my Sunday school because I'm sitting there seeing them feeding them goldfish and Oreos.
Right.
We have fallen so far from what, you know, we were meant to be, you know, and
take a look, because oftentimes they talk about the base, like the base still supports President Trump, 100% of the MAGA, what it means to be MAGA, support President Trump. You're someone that was part of the MAHA coalition that opted in, at least I believe from what I'm picking up from what you're putting down. You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You were somebody that joined up, like many independents, like many young people, like many Republicans that maybe, you know, lean more towards the libertarian vibe or whatever, because Trump said, hey, I'm going to make this part of my platform. And then boom, we got to have glyphosate as a matter of national security. And then he makes Kennedy go through the humiliation ritual of going out there and it's necessary for national security. Like it's humiliating.
It is. And, you know, I'm not just a part of the MAHA. Like, I believed in Trump. I believed in the Republican, you know, conservatism, you know, gun rights, you know, you know, flags, rock and eagle, you know, like Charlie Day says. You know, it's just it's sad to see that now. All of MAGA. No, I'm completely against MAGA, whether it be Iran or Israel. MAGA, please. Right.
Yes.
So I'm so thankful for you, Rex, and Harrison. I'm a big a fan of Rob Dew. I think he deserves the
show. Amazing.
As well.
He's amazing. We all love him. Okay, he's like the dude. Okay, he's amazing.
Yes, he is. He is the Big Lebowski, but yes. Not so hippie-like.
Yeah, he's awesome. Oh, we love him. We love Rob Dew.
Thank you, guys, and God bless you. And, you know, Rex, I'll continue to watch you, and I will continue to support your father. God bless all of you guys. May you have, it's in Greek, it's Kalianasisti. Happy Resurrection Week. You know?
Thank you. He has risen.
And you have a great day.
He has risen. Thank you so much. Been in Indiana. Indeed. Now, I just want to remind everybody, this show, our last show of the American Journal, it's going to be on Friday. I'm keeping this time slot. I'll be live for you guys 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single morning from now on my home studio on X, Rex Jones News on Twitter. If you enjoy this, you're having fun, we're going to continue the call-in shows and more every morning on my new show, My American Journal. Going to go to the next call. Let's go to Jordan in Florida. Jordan, you are on the air.
Hello?
Howdy.
Hey, good morning, Rex. How are you, brother?
I'm doing pretty good, man. Chill AM here.
So I wanted to kind of talk about the tweet this morning, man. I mean, it's very troubling.
Yes.
But, I mean, I think Trump has been painted into a corner, man, and I think he's being exposed on the world stage. And we know how pig-headed he is, and I feel like now they say I've seen the White House tweeted 8 p.m. Eastern time. That was last night.
Right.
Talking about today. So, I mean, I don't know what his move is, man, but, you know, I don't really like Iran. I think Iran, this is a necessary strike in a way. We can't let Iran have a nuclear weapon, obviously.
Yeah, but the thing is, they lied. I totally hear, like, you're a truth seeker. You're looking for the truth. You're looking for, like, a reason as to why we did all this. There is no reason to do it. They've been talking about this for 35 years. So, like, when is it true? Oh, they have the enriched uranium. Well, what's pushed them to that point? It's us allowing Israel to basically try to wage a genocidal war on them. They knew it was going to happen. That we killed the guy that banned the nuclear weapons in the country. We killed him in the initial strikes. It's almost like we want them to have a nuke so we have an excuse to nuke them. What's your thoughts on that?
I mean, I don't think we want them to have a nuclear weapon. I think Israel and you know, Israel is not innocent in any way, but I think they almost take more losses than us when we cause things like this in the Middle East. You know what I mean? They
I don't know.
They get struck on their people. Their people get struck. And I mean, you can blame Netanyahu for that. But basically what I'm trying to say is I just think Iran needed to be dealt with. I just don't know if it's going to come down to nuclear war and if that's the right course of action.
Well, here's the issue with all of it, and this is why being anti-war just in general is the correct position in my opinion. I also just think it's a fact. I can sit here and say my position is 100% correct because my position isn't going to result in any more further death, pain, misery, or suffering. I can say that knowing that it's true. However, people that want to get us involved in these conflicts that say that they're limited, they always escalate. And no one has the magic remote, the magic wand, not President Trump, not Lindsey Graham, not Netanyahu, not anybody except God himself. And even the devil who thinks he has the magic wand, he doesn't have the magic wand. Nobody controls these situations. So when someone advocates for a limited strike or whatever, you can't say it's a limited strike. Because what happens if they shut down the Strait of Hormuz? Okay, well, now we got to escalate. What happens if they hit the power grid? Now we got to escalate. And it just goes on and on and on from there. Thank you for your call. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yes,
go ahead.
Sorry.
No, you can close out. You're good.
I just wanted to ask you, you know, on my closing, just what do you think would have been the correct course of action to deal with Iran, to deal with Khomeini? I mean, you know, 39 years this guy has been ruling with an iron fist. That's my closing question.
Sure. Well, I think the proper move would have been to negotiate. You know, we've attacked Israel, attacked the first time during the 12-day war. We joined them in the second time. Twice during negotiations, we have attacked them. You've had French defense ministers and English defense ministers come out and say, like, they were party to the negotiations. The terms the Iranians put forward were very generous, and the U.S. just outright refused them all. What I would have done about Khomeini, what I would have done about all of them is really absolutely nothing. I don't think they want to hurt us over here. And you can say, well, he's an evil dictator. He rules over his people with the iron fist. He bonks the women on the head if they don't wear the hijab. Bibi Netanyahu has killed thousands of people, hundreds of thousands of people in Gaza.
And they've displaced a million plus people in Lebanon. They're seizing the West Bank. They're pushing people off land they've had for hundreds, if not thousands of years with guns. We play the whole theocratic dictator game. We're like, okay, we got to go liberate these people. I view the Palestinian people as people that have been genocided, that have literally been raped in prisons. And that's government sanctioned. You can look that up. And I don't see how we're going to go over there and intervene in one theocracy when there's this other theocracy in the region that's literally doing genocide. And then on top of that, our own religious base in the U.S., the Christian evangelicals, they're a part of that theocracy. And they point at Iran and say, oh, it's bad. They have a religious government. Do you see my point?
Thank you, Rex. We got a madman with a red button in the White House, man. Let's just pray and.
All right. Yeah. Totally agree. And you're genuinely a truth seeker. I can tell. And even though we may disagree on some points, I know you're going to continue to follow the situation and opinions evolve. All our opinions evolve. Thank you for the call, Jordan in Florida. Okay. Let's go to, all right. Who's been waiting the longest? Let's go to Anthony in Pennsylvania, the USA and the missing terabyte of Epstein data. You're on the show.
Good morning.
Morning. And here's the thing. Stay on the line with me. If this rolls over into the next break, I'll let you talk. Go ahead.
Gotcha. So about the missing terabyte, did anybody ever figure out who did that or what was in it?
Right. Nobody.
My theory, I have a couple theories on that. Maybe during the Biden administration, President Trump went in there and had a hacker look around and see if there was any damning evidence. Not saying he's in there. I'm not one of them. What if he found there was something on BB Netanyahu in there and he had it scrubbed and kept a copy of it? And after all of this goes down, he's like, hey, here's a war crime. Here's a bunch of other charges for you. We're going to go ahead and get out of the teeth of this terroristical place that they call themselves Jews. Because those aren't Jews. Those are Jewish people. They put ISH at the end of it for a reason. Okay. And I'm thinking that missing terabyte has something to do with all of that. And this whole moon stuff is just, it blows my mind as a Christian because the Bible clearly doesn't state that the moon's in outer space. And yes, I heard with Father Alex, he talked about, I've seen it all through the telescopes and all this stuff. And anytime you look at a star through the telescope, you can see the water on the front of it, like, rippling. I'm not going to get deep into that because I'll just sound more crazier than usual.
Okay. You got a conclusion to this really quick? We've got a minute left.
Yes, I have a conclusion. I believe that after all of this is concluded, we can point it all at Israel, point out all the myths. The bad deeds are doing up there, and we'll get separated from this all, hopefully. Or he's just a tyrannical maniac, this president of ours that we all voted for.
Wow.
One of those two things.
Wow. Well, thank you, Anthony. Really appreciate you calling in. Here's the thing. You're going to want to stay with us. We got more after the break. I got all your calls coming up and more. I'm going to take more calls. I'm going to intro the next segment with two clips. All right, so we're going to play those, and it's just going to give us more context. So do a little 5 minute on that, and then I'll be back straight to your calls. You're going to want to stay with us. I'm Rex Jones, the last host of the American Journal, but we'll be going to my American Journal here next week. I'm going to be streaming same exact time for you guys, 3 hours in the morning, 5 days a week. Thank you so much. Go to thealexjonesstore.com for all your favorite vitamins, minerals, supplement needs, anything you want. It's on there. I love you. We love you. See you soon.
In a world where globalists, depopulationists, principalities, and powers of the air have been adding, spraying, and inundating humans with heavy metals, chemicals, and toxins, thealexjonesstore.com would like to introduce a new way to remove them from your body from the inside out. Introducing Zeolite. Zeolites are a group of crystal-like porous minerals that are found where molten stone meets water. From the Greek zeo, to boil, and lithos, or light, meaning stone, This unique network of tiny little holes and channels found in zeolite absorb and remove harmful substances like heavy metals, chemicals, and other toxins. So don't delay. Start the process of removing unwanted toxins from your body and put some skin in the game of the InfoWar today by going to thealexjonesstore.com and picking up a bottle of zeolite.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fights will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
State investigators backed by the New Mexico Department of Justice under Attorney General Raul Torres launched a full-scale search of the former Epstein estate.
The so-called Truth Commission seeks to identify ranch guests and state officials who may have known what was going on at the 7,600-acre property or taken part in alleged sexual abuse.
The fact of the matter was that he was basically doing anything he wanted in this state without any accountability whatsoever. And the ranch that exists out near Stanley, New Mexico, is basically on a two-lane highway in the middle of nowhere. It was him with an airstrip and a sprawling place that he brought folks to that we know very little, if nothing, about.
Now renamed San Rafael Ranch and owned by Texas businessman Don Huffine since 2023, oddly enough.
This was obviously a dark place, and we wanted to put light in a dark place. It always shines the brightest when you do that.
Hang on a minute. Why did Republican Texas comptroller candidate Don Huffine, through his venture firm Hest Investments, pour $1.8 million into Secretome Therapeutics back in 2024, a biotech outfit pushing regenerative medicine with their lead product, STM-01, derived from neonatal cardiac progenitor cells sourced from babies under 30 days old, specifically infant heart tissue from newborns with congenital defects undergoing surgery. Meanwhile, Huffine's family snapped up Jeffrey Epstein's notorious Zorro Ranch in New Mexico at public auction years after the notorious transhumanist's death. A Texas politician tied to Epstein property in New Mexico, who is now invested in transhumanist therapies, literally banking on infant hearts. Bizarre. Epstein openly discussed using the ranch as a base for outlandish eugenics-inspired schemes, including plans to impregnate multiple women with his DNA to seed an improved human race through artificial insemination and genetic engineering, ideas he pitched to scientists from the Santa Fe Institute and other elite circles he courted in New Mexico.
My name is Juliet Bryant. I was kidnapped by Jeffrey Epstein 22 years ago. A lot of frightening things happened there.
I went outside to have a cigarette. I saw these three lights like in a triangle formation. Everything got weird. I felt very scared. But then what happened is I got locked out. I couldn't get back in. And that's also the time when I have that sort of flashback where I wake up paralyzed in a lab. There are six beings in hazmat suits around me. There's like a female doctor by my head.
It's okay. Everything is going to be okay.
I think they were taking our eggs.
Whispers of even darker horrors have swirled around Zorro Ranch for years, fueled by an anonymous 2019 email purporting to come from a former staffer claiming that two foreign girls died by strangulation during rough fetish sex and were buried in the quiet hills nearby on orders from Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell.
In fact, there are records dating back to the mid-1990s of abuse happening at the ranch, including a report to the FBI in 1996 by a survivor and multiple other reports over the years. And one of the significant and important pieces of this case is to understand why justice was never pursued at the state, local, or federal level.
Zorro Ranch isn't short of strange. Back in July 2008, right as Epstein was checking into his cushy Florida jail suite for that sweetheart plea deal, his Zorro Trust suddenly clutched a $80 million winning Powerball ticket by none other than Bryce Gordon, Epstein's longtime ranch manager and the guy listed as trustee who signed off on the payout. The payout is confirmed by public records. Sounds more like a payoff. Epstein starts prison time and boom, his New Mexico playground gets an eight-figure cash infusion, likely to keep something very quiet. This renewed scrutiny could finally unearth long-buried truths or expose how deep the rot truly went in Epstein's empire of exploitation and delusion. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
I'm holding in my hands two compounds that are guaranteed to change your life. T3, pure atomic iodine, nobody else has it, it's next level, and ultramethylene blue, medical grade methylene blue. These two products together supercharge the mitochondria of the cells, clean out the body, and are game changers. Iodine is essential, meaning you die without it. The UN admits that most people that have cognitive disabilities is because of lack of iodine. You add ultramethylene blue to this, it supercharges everything. Ladies and gentlemen, T3 is now available. DallasTheStore.com, the very best iodine that we know of that exists. There may be better. We'll adopt that if we can. But this is the best for sale we found, and we have the best medical grade ultramethylene blue. Get yours now, right now. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customers, 25% off. It funds the InfoWar, but more importantly, it is a game changer. If you don't take my advice and try this, you're insane. All you gotta do is try it. You'll be blown away. Take action now. DallasTheStore.com to get T3 now available. And methylene blue at DallasTheStore.com.
Welcome back to the program. We're going to continue taking your calls, and we do have the great Joe Biggs joining us here in the second segment of the hour, the preamble to the Alex Jones Show today. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones of the American Journal. Let's get back to taking your calls. Let's go to Stephen in Alaska. Stephen, how are you doing up there?
I'm doing pretty good. It's just a nice, you know, brisk day at about negative 17. I'm actually in the Arctic at work. Yeah, I work in a place, a little place called Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. Now, in a quick basis on me, I lost my freedoms when I was younger because of my stupid behaviors, and because of that, I got educated.
Right.
I had educated on the Constitution and what our rights really are, and, you know, of course, I value my freedoms more than the average American person. Now, when we reflect that into today's society and we look at the erosions of freedoms and our government not following rules that they're supposed to, because they talk about the rule of law. Number one, there has been no declaration of war by Congress. Okay, but we're fighting a war, even though they want to call it limited action. Limited action is just a BS term that they do.
That's all total propaganda. It's just like source, I made it up. You don't get to say it's limited. Like when you engage, you engage. Go ahead.
Yes. So basically we are in a war, not a limited action.
Yes.
It doesn't matter how they term it. Trump has violated the U.S. Constitution, and he should be impeached for that,
yes,
by honest opinion. Number two, all this stuff with like Cuba, Iran, and all the rest, that's a distraction, of course, as we know, to hide the Epstein files, because they will have to hold all of Trump's buddies who are pedophiles. And it isn't just Trump either. So I'm just using him as an example because he's our quote unquote voted in figurehead. And I did vote for him.
Right.
So that's a distraction to hide from the Epstein files. The Epstein files are no longer a real subject except for the people who keep bringing them up, like me. All those people need to be prosecuted. People like Bill Gates with his so-called vaccine support need to be prosecuted.
Yes.
So the war is a distraction. However, going back to the war, another point I'd like to make on this. So if we were to actually go to war like we did with the Barbary Pirates and declare war and go after the people for a valid reason, that impacted our economy in major ways. So it was about our freedoms, because without an economy, we're not going to have a free, prosperous state. How does attacking Iran help our economy? It doesn't. It only helps Israel. It does nothing to make the average American more free. So any American that supports this war doesn't understand that
Let me come in from the top rope. And you're absolutely right about the average American knowing nothing about this war, not understanding it. They're spending reportedly $11,000 a second on this. Imagine if we gave $11,000 a second to just a random American, or better yet, imagine if we gave that money to the homeless veterans. I bet we could have paid all of them by now, huh? Ain't that interesting how that goes down? Your closing thoughts there.
Yeah, no, my closing thoughts, you talk about the money that we spent, right? So in Trump's first 6 months, he gave $18 billion in loans. It's always loans, because loans can be forgiven.
Right.
And there's no oversight for loans. $18 billion to Israel. Now, let's go back to what happened in North Carolina and Lahaina, two separate areas of America that were hit by disasters. If we gave each one of those places $9 billion each,
right,
they could have rebuilt every house everywhere, given them to Americans free and clear, and then diverted the rest of the money into other projects that could have made America great again, right? Not make Israel great again.
Yes.
I am not a supporter of the war, and I think everybody in America really needs to start getting educated.
Yes.
And speaking out and, you know, doing whatever they got to do to show their displeasure with the Trump administration.
Okay, let me ask you really quick. How did you get educated on, like, your civil freedoms, liberties, the Constitution? You got anything you want to point to people to check out? You know, just a starting point? And we got to go to other callers, but thank you. Let me know.
There's a lovely book called The Federalist Papers. So you can combine that book and read it, and it's a dry read. It takes a little bit of time. You're going to have to reread stuff. But you can, if you spend 15 minutes a day reading that and reading the Constitution and getting to understand what our founding fathers actually really did for us and why, you will begin to have a new appreciation for the United States Constitution and why you have the freedoms you have.
Right.
I mean, it takes effort, and it honestly does. Freedom isn't just something that's given. It's something that you have to earn and maintain.
100%.
And maintain means education. So that's what I would suggest for people to do.
Thank you. That's phenomenal. Thank you, Stephen in Alaska. Great call. Feel free to call in anytime. Call in on my show too when it starts next week. I'll be live on Twitter. You can join me there. Thank you so much, Stephen in Alaska. Let's go to Ben in Cincinnati. Ben, you're on the air.
Rex, what's going on, kid? How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Another day.
Yeah, I hear you. I originally called for asking to bring back the Down and Out. It was a sleep supplement, tincture that was InfoWars Life, I think.
Yes.
And was really, really potent, great stuff. And I miss it. I had it for a good while. 2 ounces lasted forever. But this whole Iran thing is absurd. I don't understand. I'm just lost, man. We were lied to, and it's a damn shame, because I'm pretty sure the bombs are just going to start flying tonight.
It is a thing where, like, we're all just puzzled. Like, we're just looking at it, and it's just like, even if you're trying to, like, do things to make money or whatever, this is just going to end up destroying the planet. And I think we 100% right. agree on that. I want you to continue your point. Crew, see if you can pull up 50percentoff.com and see if you can pull up JonesCBD.com. So, I'm very big into the sleep supplements, and I promote things. Alex Jones Network, phenomenal products. I make a lot of things on there. I've been in the nutritional supplement business for 5 years myself. All right. And I'm also in the CBD space as well. And if you want Down and Out, I have a very similar product on Jones CBD called Dreamwave. And what Dreamwave is 1500 milligrams full spectrum CBD combined with 6 milligrams of melatonin and 100 milligrams of blue chamomile CO2 extract per serving. Get 30 servings in a bottle. And then I've got the classic knockout sleep support on 50percentoff.com, as well as Brain Force, as well as the classic toothpaste. A lot of those items that you're just not going to be able to find anywhere else, I've got them on 50percentoff.com, and I've got them on JonesCBD.com. So if you want to support me and the work that I'm doing, if you really want to do that, go to those websites, and I have those classic products. What are your thoughts?
Awesome. I'll check out the CBD stuff for sure. I think I still have a few knockouts somewhere.
Awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been a listener and a supporter for way too long, my friend. Way too long.
You and me both, dude. Cause like, that's the thing that I love to hear is like, I'm a listener as well. I've been a listener since I was a little kid. We used to have headphones on racks around here. Okay. Like the over the ear headphones, the radio headphones. And I would walk around the office with those on when I was like 7 years old. You know, it's like, I love it too. I've also been a listener for way too long. In closing, you got any more thoughts?
Man, everybody just needs to pray. This whole thing looks like it's going to go down tonight, and just gotta send it up to God, man. Let him sort it out, because I don't want to see this world end. But,
yes, totally agree, 100%. I'm going to take a few more calls. We got Joe Biggs. I'm going to take a few more calls. I'm going to take the people that have been waiting the longest. I'm very sorry if I didn't get to you today. I love you working on getting better at taking all the calls. We got Joe Biggs, and I got some stuff in Lebanon I want him to react to. Will you close that down really quick so I can see the call screen again? I got the notepad up. All right, thank you so much. All right, let's go to Mad Trucker in Ohio. Been waiting almost 20 minutes. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. You hear me?
Yes, I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Yeah. My thing I wanted to say is the older generation that's just, you know, with no pushback supporting everything that Trump does, they're missing the mark.
Right.
You got to have call the balls and strikes, like Alex says. You got to push back against things that aren't going the way we want. But the younger generations there are missing a mark, too, with this talk of walk away and start a third party. That is tantamount to a white flag. That's surrender. Here's the thing you got to remember about Trump. He got our foot in the door in the Republican Party. This is our party now. This is America First, MAGA Party, and we have to fight for it. That's what we got to do. Get in, start local, get the people in there that are actually going to do it. And if they do what they say, and if they don't, you hold them accountable and you push back. You make some phone calls. You send emails. You don't let them rest, and you keep on them. This is our party. We got to take it for us. We don't go to another one. We don't walk away. Who do you walk away to, Democrats? You know how that goes. So this is what we have to do. And anybody who listens to this show should understand that. The whole Alex Jones Network.
Okay.
Don't give up.
All right. So I think the real litmus test for what you're saying right now will be in 2028. We'll see if you're right or wrong in the primary, man, because I think the third party thing is what you're talking about the foothold in the Republican Party. Trump represented that popular ethos, that zeitgeist. He took that energy and kind of used it as a sword to get elected, and he turned that sword on the American people. Like, there's no arguing around that. So how do you, in your mind, like – how do you justify a party that's just completely bought and paid for by the Israel lobby?
Well, that's what we got to get those neocons out of there.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. You have to start at the bottom. You can't go straight to the top of the tree and start cutting branches. You've got to start planting right at the bottom. Change the tree from the root up. Start giving it the right nutrients, which is, you know, I'm using that nutrients from the from the supplements, but you got to start feeding it with real America First MAGA at local, then regional, state, you know, regional, and then eventually it will filter up to the top.
Sure.
But we have to fight harder, not leave, walk away, and we can't support when the tree's, you know, not doing the right thing. You got to give pushback on it. You got to trim it and prune it. Like, that's what we need to do. And then one other thing I really want to say real quick, I don't hear you guys talk about it a lot, but you got that bomb, that tallow bomb with the methylene blue in it.
Yep.
My wife was in the medical field. She was able to avoid the jab, but has to be in contact with people that are shedding the spike protein, I believe, and has had, ever since COVID, has had some dermatological effects, we think, is from the shedding, because it always flares up when she's around someone just got a booster or whatever, and she gets this, you know, like a rash on her hand.
Wow.
And we've tried everything through dermatologists, doctors, everything, but I got her some of that with the methylene blue. She's put it on her hand within 5 minutes. This is her testimony that I'm giving you. 5 minutes, the itching stopped, which was almost constant without some sort of cortisone cream or something like that.
Wow.
There's none of that in that methylene blue balm. It's more, you know, natural with the methylene blue in it.
This is the key. I'm sorry to interrupt your testimonial. It's actually bioavailable. It passes through your skin, the tallow. It's not like a petroleum, which would sit on top. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got to get that out because I don't want you guys to quit carrying it. I don't hear them enough about it. I bought a bunch of jars so she won't run out if you do quit carrying it. But please don't, because I'm telling you, this, it's been, you know, I almost say like a miracle. Her hand, the rash has gone away. The itching has stopped, and she just has to apply a very small amount every day to it. And I also got her the honey one because the methylene does cause a little bit of drying, she said. And so the honey one seems to bring that back. But the two of them combined has been a godsend for my wife and her, that thing on her hand that she keeps getting on the one hand, which we believe,
we believe
it's when she comes in contact with that shedding spike protein from the jabs.
That's the 360 win we talk about. And when people say we're snake oil salesmen, I just laugh because I've been sitting here for decades hearing people's testimonials, hearing people calling on air about how phenomenal these products are. And they truly are the best things on the market. We have the best supplements, the best balms, the best everything, apparel in the world at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much for that, Mad Trucker. We have people waiting on the line for a long period of time here, and everyone, I see Waleed in here also been waiting. I see Larry in here also be waiting. I see Musa here also waiting. I'm going to talk to hopefully some of y'all here. I've got to go to Joe Biggs here in the next segment. I'm going to take three more calls. Got a rapid fire. We got 8 minutes left. Noah, 8 minutes left. 1 minute here. Your thoughts.
Hey, I just kind of had two quick things. One was essentially, when it comes to Trump, what percentage of what's going on with him do you think is he is just Bidening out, for lack of a better term, and he's just kind of doubling down like the great grandpa that he can't convince that a square isn't a circle? And then on the other side of that, I say, well, I mean, man, he's got family around him. He's got a wife. He's got competent sons. If that was what was going on, wouldn't somebody say something?
Right.
But
let me stop you. Let me stop you right there. I already see where you're going with this, and I totally agree. And my answer may surprise you, but I think you think about it, I think you'll realize that I'm right. I think it's like 80%, 80% plus that. I think he's like – Biden is like the quiet guy at the nursing home who lays in bed all day and doesn't know who he is. Trump is the angry guy that's like, you know, like assaulting like the Latina employees. You know, that's who Trump is. So I think all of this, you pointed the family being around him, they're the predatory ones. All the people around
that's
Trump are highly predatory.
That's what I was about to say. Like, I kind of look toward the family and I'm like, okay, if he's just losing it and he's just sundowning up here, what's going on with them? Oh, there goes Eric and Barron just trading in oil futures. So
outrageous.
Get the whole picture. Yeah, and then you get the whole picture of what's going on around him. So, you know, it's like you got a senile president that doesn't know what's going on. You got everyone around him taking advantage of that fact. And that's a barrier that we can't penetrate. And then the other thing I wanted to say was when it comes to the supporters, like you had one guy earlier that was like, well, what do you do about Ayatollah and how they treat their people? What do you do about the IRGC? And from a millennial Gen Z kind of cusper perspective, this is how I view that. No, what do you do, buddy? What do you do, Batman? Go put your utility belt on and go do something. I drove past three homeless veterans on the way to work the other day.
Yes.
Like, we got other more important stuff going on here. And you're talking about how the Ayatollah Khomeini treats his citizens, and then you go and blow up his whole entire family and think that that's going to make it better. And I can tell you right now, judging by the terrorist attack that we had in Austin, Texas, the next day, those Americans were the first people to pay the price of this war.
Indeed.
It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, for all of the blustering about what will you do for the Iranian people? Nothing, because the Iranian people don't really expect me to do anything for them. They damn sure don't expect me to bomb them and blow up their government.
Right. And the quickest way to create a terrorist is to blow up somebody's house. We all know this. Really phenomenal call. Call back in, Noah. Come on my show next week. Call in on the line. I'll be doing My American Journal on my X account and on Rumble from now on, and YouTube as well. Thank you so much for that.
Let's go to Sean on the phone for 40 minutes. Sorry to make you wait. One minute here, China's industrial sabotage.
Yes, sir. I like to try and talk about the things that kind of slip between the cracks a little bit. And China is infiltrating us on multiple layers, and they're in a proxy war with us, but not in the way that we have been with other countries. They're in a proxy war with our police force, which is underpaid, overworked, and understaffed pretty much everywhere because they've been attacked by the political propaganda arm of the United States for the last 15 years. And we need to try and convince each other or maybe some of our active journalists to start investigating this. During 2020 and on is when I started to notice that we had chicken manufacturing facilities, farmland, all kinds of things blowing up, burning down, and being destroyed, undercutting our ability to be self-reliant. And not only that, but also when we started to legalize marijuana, they drove elbow deep into the hemp trade, starting to add all kinds of terrible pesticides. And then when they sell all this hemp and this marijuana into distribution, they're going around the normal ways of doing it.
Right.
And using horrible pesticides that we can't even identify. And they're selling it to companies that are then relabeling it and repackaging it, and then we have no way of tracking it.
Right.
They're actively destroying our infrastructure and poisoning our populace.
Yes.
We've got to get out there and help our police figure out where these places are, who these people are, and how to stop them, because it really is systemic right now.
Totally agree. Thank you for your call. Really appreciate that. These are key factors to point out. I'll be doing deep dives on these topics. Thank you so much, Sean. Calling to the new show. Really appreciate that. We got Musa in Detroit, Covenant with Abraham. How are you doing, brother?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Thank InfoWorld. Thank Alex Jones. I thank you guys. It brought me so much information through the years.
Appreciate it.
And the end game just is what it is. Of the covenant now, Abraham's seed, you have Polish people, I'm talking about Bibi now,
yep,
claiming to be a Jew, so-called
yes.
Jew. Okay, this is absolutely false and a lie. So if we start with that premise right there, then everything that's built up off of that is a lie, and we have to say this out loud. We can't
right.
be afraid to say it. They're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
they're killing the original inhabitants of that land.
Well, let me come in there. I want to let you talk and close out this segment here. I mean, it's literally Eastern European white people going to this land that the British just give them. And then they've done the genetic studies, the people that are closest to the people from the time of Jesus Christ to the actual biblical Jews, they kill them. They genocide them. Your thoughts?
That is perfect truth. And once you get past perfect truth, you have to go to error and just falsehood, and that's what we're dealing with. One caller said that we're being ruled now by Epstein's friends. That blew my head off when he said that, but it is so correct.
Yep.
And you've heard it before. We're being run and ruled by corrupt people. We know that they're corrupt, but yet and still we will sit back and we will just say, and just, I don't know, we just put our hand, pray to God, pray to a Jesus to rise and come. But when he comes, he didn't come to make peace. When he comes back, he comes back with a sword.
Right.
So this love everybody, and America's just in a bad situation, and only our righteousness will get us through. And so with that being said, just be right, people. Tell the truth. Be truthful to yourself, and be disciplined, and prepare for what's coming.
Amen.
Thank
to
you
that.
So much.
Amen.
And Joe Big, love you, brother. Go ahead, man. Thank you now.
Thank you so much. All right, we're going to come back with Joe Biggs, like the caller just announced. And everybody calling in, Musa, feel free to call back in anytime. I'm going to be doing my show next week starting the same time slot, My American Journal. It's going to be on X, going to be on YouTube, going to be promoting it. So everywhere you're seeing things typically, hopefully you'll see it there as well. Thank you so much for the call. I want to remind you guys, we got big deals right now on thealexjonesstore.com. We got a new rolling sale up to 40% off, DNA Revival, Sheila G. Gummies, Atomic Defense, MK Ultra, up to 30% off, iodine tincture, methylene blue tincture, methylene red tincture. We have the callers call in, and we have them give the testimonials for a reason. These products are real, and they work. It's just just all organic. It's the 360 win. If you want more empowerment, if you want more rest, if you want more recovery, you want more stamina, I'm telling you right now, the place to find all your favorite, all the best supplement products in the world is the alexjonesstore.com. I'm so proud to promote that store. I really and truly am, from the bottom of my heart, because we started doing this stuff when I was a little kid, and we're still doing it today because it's damn good work. It's equivalent exchange. You get a product, we get support to fund the operation. That's what it's about, thealexjonesstore.com.
My people perish for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible tells us. Another way to say it is, those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. God has given us compounds in nature that aren't just important, they're vital, they're essential. If you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you die. You don't have water for 4 or 5 days, you die. You don't have food for a month, you die. And why is that? Because there's nutrients in the food you need that are essential. Well, iodine is one of the essential nutrients. We have massive shortages of it in our depleted soils. Now, I have a new CIA declassified document I'm going to hit here in just a moment. But first, I want to show you a few headlines. UN study, 2 billion people suffer from vitamin mineral deficiencies, particularly iodine, the number one cause of cognitive disabilities in the world today. Here's another one. Salt smarts how iodine has increased America's IQs. Starting in the 20s, we had super low IQs like iodine. They put it in 15-20 point increase. My point is, this is a known fact. It just got declassified 2 weeks ago, CIA Operation Artichoke, in the 50s. They said, we've been tasked by the big tax-free foundations, the Rockefellers and Carnegies, to dumb down the American people. And we're going to put poisons in the food, the water, and the vaccines to dumb them down, to make them more manageable. Absolutely incredible. So right here, ladies and gentlemen, I have taken a few drops of our new T3, even better than X2, pure atomic iodine, and mixed it with our medical-grade methylene blue. Both of these supercharge your cells, clean out your body, and counter the effects of the things now being admitted by the CIA. That fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and jackets your cells where they cannot transmit. Now, I've been telling you this for decades, so they have major studies, but now here it is. CIA declassified research, the human body is a liquid crystal that is literally transmitting and receiving a transceiver. And what does fluoride do? It literally blocks that. What goes in and strips that out? Iodine and methylene blue, they act in different ways. So this is information that the bad guys not want you to know. Also in the CIA document, they admit that most cancer is microscopic worms. There's hundreds of species that get in and colonize your body, amoebas, and eat your breast, your liver, your brain, you name it. And then they call it a tumor and cancer, but they're just areas of your body that have been chewed out. Now, you've seen this with countless doctors and scientists on talking about this. Not all cancer is this, but the majority of it from studies is, and they are again telling you that you just got to die. And if you've got an infection of parasites in your brain or whatever, if they hit it with radiation, it kills the parasites. But the radiation also kills your regular cells. Turns out the majority of people in the world have one form or another of parasite. Here's the Daily Mail. CIA faces furious backlash after a hidden document the potential cure for cancer is declassified after 60 years. We've talked about this for many, many years. We are totally vindicated again. And right now, we finally have the original pure iodine back, but even stronger, now known as T3. The original X2, but even better, at thealexjonesstore.com. Again, ladies and gentlemen, T3 and what it does for your body is amazing. So for a limited time, you can get T3, our new iodine, the very best ever, at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're a VIP member, for 50% off. Regular customer, 25% off at thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the operation. Total win-win. Now, methylene blue, you fill in 30 minutes on average. Iodine takes about 2 weeks to kick in to get the full effect, but it is just as amazing. You are insane if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com right now and get our ultra methylene blue and the new T3 that's even better than the next two. The same formula, but stronger. Exclusively available right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you so much for your support.
most powerful broadcasts on the internet, the American Journal. I am your embattled host, Rex Jones, coming to you live from the Central Texas Command Center here in Austin, Texas. The Alex Jones Show is about to start in 30 minutes, so we're your preamble for that. I'm joined now by InfoWars alum, veteran, patriot, proud boy, Joe Biggs. How are you doing, Joe?
Doing fantastic, man. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good. I can't complain. We got to get on Fortnite. All right. I'm busy. I know you're busy as well. We got to run some duos.
Yeah, we'll play, man. I get on there and slay kids all the time. I have fun.
I know. I need some help. We'll get some Crown Victory Royales. It'll be great. But I wanted to talk to you about what's been going on locally in Florida and about this new surveillance grid thing they're putting in. Go ahead and tell the audience what you were telling me during the break.
Yeah, Governor DeSantis has signed in a new bill that allows the Florida government to designate anybody that disagrees with the government, criticizes Israel, a domestic terrorist organization. And they have pretty much the ability to just kind of go free with that. And yes. It's frightening. I mean, DeSantis is already kind of started doing stuff like that on college campuses. Anybody that comes out and criticizes Israel, Netanyahu, any of that stuff, can be expelled from school and kicked off campus. So, it's only going to grow unless people, they need to know about it and then do something about it. People need to be voicing their opinions. They need to get online and right. bitch and moan and talk about it. But you know, there's too many people that are just fat, happy and complacent and sitting around and they think everything's good. Well, you know, what they want to do is they want to silence the younger crowd, our generation and younger. So there's nothing left but a bunch of old baby boomers who just kiss the feet of Trump and anyone yes. else that's in his cabinet. They don't want people out there, that are saying, hey, we're not happy with what's going on
right.
With these wars. You promised us no new wars in here. That's all we've been doing. You promised that you were going to, lower prices, but they're not that doing that great. So
yep.
we need to get things. It should no longer be America first, because that's already been hijacked by Israel. America it should be America only.
Yeah. No, I 100%.
And anything besides that is just complete and total BS.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I mean, I saw this video, Joe. I saw this video of this, like, libtard blue hair lady and these cops that come to her house. This is in Florida. And I'm watching this video. It reminds me of stuff I've seen in Australia, stuff I've seen in Europe, in the UK, you name it, with the speech laws. And they come to her door like, oh, you said this about, I'm forgetting the political figure. You know, this could be taken as a threat. And it was literally the most like peaceful, like, I don't like this. I don't like what this guy is pushing. I don't like the Gaza genocide. They'll send the cops to your door in Florida. I thought like this is the most free state in the nation, you know?
Yeah, that's the first I've heard of that one. I know they've done that in Texas. The sheriff's department showing up to some right. people's houses that have been online. But that's what it is. They want to silence a generation that is, that's grown up to be taught to think freely. Right. We push that, hey, it's okay to vote for somebody, but it's also okay to criticize them. You know, you are an elected official. You're not our Lord Liege. You're not our king. The whole reason that we stood up and came to America is so we could get rid of that and get away from that.
Isn't it amazing how quickly it all turned rancid? Because like when we were involved, like really like propagating MAGA, being MAGA patriots, I mean, we're at all these events. I traveled around the country. You did even like way more than I did as a reporter on the ground for InfoWars. And it's like we have this cup of milk that was so good and it just turns rancid overnight. And it's like you're talking about the boomers who want to kiss the feet of Trump or whatever, the media atmosphere. Joe, like you're a media person as well. Like you said, that like you have your professional background, professionally trained, just like I am in all of this. Looking around at it, isn't it like you woke up in like a house of torment, like a horror set or something?
Yeah, it's almost like they threw me in prison for 4 years, and when I came back home, my entire country changed, and
yeah.
everybody that took over the movement are a bunch of cuck, weak-minded yes. bootlickers. Oh, wait, that did happen. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's a nightmare that we've all had to wake up to, and like, here's the thing. We got these people, we got these chicken hawks pushing for war, crying for war all the time, saying it's amazing. I just had a caller call and I thought it was such an amazing comment, Joe, where he says, okay, well, you go put on the Batman uniform. You go put on the Batman belt. You go hop in and take care of the problem. You're someone that's actually been over there and has had to deal with that situation. And just nobody wants to be involved in that. Nobody wants it to continue, right?
Well, everybody forgets how we got started, right? You know, it took some people to get to a point where they go, what? Enough is enough. We're going to do something about it. And they did. And how quickly our country's forgotten its origins and how we got here. that now it's like, oh my God, if I say anything, if I criticize, if I speak up, I could lose access, or I right. could get banned off social media. Screw social media and screw access to the White House. I don't care about Trump letting me into his parties or in his new ballroom.
Right.
I want to do the right thing. I want to speak the right thing. I want to tell the truth. I want to stand up for what's right. You know, and everybody out there now is just kissing someone's ass nonstop so they can maintain their access to these little stupid parties that nobody cares about, that aren't going to do anything. No one's going to remember them in 5-10 years. You've done nothing to change the direction of America and the way it's going. You're all in it for yourselves. Most of these people that are media personalities are cowards. They're paid off to say certain things to push something they right. probably don't even believe themselves, which shows just how weak and cowardice they are, because they won't stand up and say, no, I'm not going to say that because it goes against what I believe. It goes against what the Bible says. It goes against my yes. beliefs. So, you know, we have been overrun by coward bootlickers, and it's just it's sad. And at some point in time, you think the American people would go enough is enough and realize that the common enemy is the U.S. government. And that we, the people, are the yes. ones that hold all the power.
Yeah, it's the empire, man. It's empire. And we got to go to war peacefully, politically, nonviolently against that empire and call it out for what it is. It's a U.S. Israeli empire, hell-bent on world domination and global hegemony. And they're going to do anything they need to do. They're going to kill any amount of people they need to kill. They're going to dumb down and brainwash and turn people into cattle, as many as possible, to propagate the system to stay in power, because they know they're weak and broken. And if they don't completely just keep us choked all the time, 24/7, it's all going to go away for them. And I think, like, in war, isn't it true that you shoot the traitor first over the enemy because yeah. the traitor is more dangerous? We're dealing with a situation now. You talk about these people that want to go to these parties. And I mean, I've met some of these, you know, the suit wearing types, the YR type of people. It's just, it's embarrassing. You're holding on to something that's going to be dead. Don't you see? I mean,
yeah, the traitor is the chameleon. That's the one that blends into both sides, playing both sides, trying to get whatever they can. You know, going which way the wind blows. One day they might be leaning this way, the other day the next, wherever the money is, where they can stay in front of the camera in the spotlight
yes.
and say the right things to keep the boomers in line and check and happy and donating to their little causes, which they end up not even taking that money and giving to a cause. They just put it in their pocket so they can buy a new car that they say they don't have, pretend like they're poor and broke all the time. That's what a lot of these guys do out there. And right. they're, and it's sad. It's like a lot of these younger kids that are my age and a little bit younger, that were, you know, scrapping their way, clawing just to get some airtime. And now, you know, the 4 years we're gone, they've all taken over, and it's just one big lie.
Yeah, no, I feel like we have a shared perspective on this. Obviously, deplatforming in 2018, we're familiar with like large gaps on the internet. And then you come back and you look at the landscape and how it all kind of changes and really devolves over time. I mean, 8 months ago, I didn't know who Cat Turd was. I had no idea. I didn't know about a Gunther Eagleman. I didn't know about any of these big accounts. And then I talk to old people now. I talk to boomers on the street. I'm trying to canvas and gather information. They get their news from people like that. Think about that. Instead of a legitimate alternative media source, it's the new mainstream media.
See, the reason that the stuff that's kicking up with Israel's happened as rapidly as it is because the American people, and I'd say the global community as a whole, is waking up to the fact that, you know, they're not these great allies, and they're not,
yes.
You know, they're not the people that they say they are. You know, I wear my, like right now I'm wearing my No More Wars for Israel shirt.
Right.
And I can wear that around Florida. I can wear it. I wore it up in Detroit when I was giving a speech at an event, and people come up to me and want to shake my hand or give me high fives. Everybody's starting to see through the ruse, yes. behind the curtain, that these people are not our greatest allies. And they, you know, look at it. Here we are. We're sitting boots on the ground, Iran, something that Trump said he'd never do, but is doing. And then Netanyahu has the audacity to go, I'm not going to send anybody over there. Of course, because we're the goyim. We're the cattle. Yes. We're the ones that are supposed to die for your freedom. Meanwhile, if we want to stay or speak up and defend our country in any way, you know, you could be labeled a domestic terrorist. You could be thrown in yes. jail for a long time. So, you know, people need to finally see what's going on. And that's what's going to happen. There's going to be this generational shift, this change when the boomers die off and it's us that's left. You're going to see a huge shift in politics because you're not going to see a successful Israeli lobby anymore yes. in the U.S. government, at least not to the extent that it is now. And that's that grasp that the octopus has had on us for so long, the tentacles are getting knocked away, and that's what they're scared about. That's why Netanyahu is panicking. That's why, I mean, even Israelis in Israel themselves are pushing back against what Netanyahu and Trump are doing. So, you know, there's even a great awakening within that country itself.
No, that's key. And the political capital thing is a huge aspect. And I touch on that a lot on the show. The last boomer will turn 90 in 2054. Now, that's actually not that far away. And if you think about the time scale before that happens, it's like we're a glass of water and there's ice over it, right? And if you try to pour it out, and that's the freedom and the will of the American people, it won't come out because you got this lid over it, these frozen people with these crystallized brains. Once that starts to drop off, and we love the older audience, people that are awake and informed, but it's sadly true. These evangelical Christian Zionists, they're really cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. And a lot of the time, people will call me anti-military, will say that I don't like the troops. They try to do the same thing to Dave Smith as well on the show he did with Adam, where he's going, you don't support the troops. You don't support the troops. I'm sitting here, total civilian. My view of it is like, I'm a citizen of the Roman Empire, right? And I don't want the legionaries of that Roman Empire to go get slaughtered in some foreign land for no reason. It's actually going to degrade my currency and make things weaker here. It's bad on the civilian front and on the military front. And the people fighting in the army, it's like a tool. It's like a gun or a knife or rescue equipment or a helicopter or something. It's just doing the job that it's been told to do. And it's really the responsibility of our leaders, right?
Well, the term that was coined, do you support our troops? I think that happened in the drum up for the Vietnam War. They knew the American people weren't going to support it, and they'd already been doing these, you know, tests to see if people were going to support us going into Vietnam. And they're like, okay, well, we can't say we're going to Vietnam. So what we can say, and this lobbyist, this guy comes up with it, do you support our troops? And if you say you don't support our troops, then you're anti-American. But if you say I support our troops, what you're really saying is I support this war with Vietnam to send our troops over there to die. So that's what they do. They say, oh, you don't support our troops. Well, okay. Yeah, whatever. I don't care. Guess what? I'm a soldier, a retired U.S. Army veteran, and I don't support these stupid new wars. I don't support any of them. You know, just because I'm a soldier doesn't mean that I wake up every day blood frothing at the mouth, ready to go pick up my machine gun and start gunning people down because my government doesn't like their government. You know, no, I mean, we joined the military because we want to protect our country.
Right.
And we don't really have that many direct threats. Like in that sense, I mean, most of the stuff that we have is more digital now. It's hacking, things like that, that we have to worry about. It's an economic aim. But, you know, the way America is strategically located, we're surrounded by two large oceans. I mean, it's very hard to do a land invasion on us, without us finding out ahead of time. And, so I'm not too worried about that. So we need to be America only, and we need to sit here and focus on, you know what, let people call you what they want to call you. Say you're anti-troop or whatever. Who cares? Because at the end of the day, you know what you mean when you say what you say, is that no, we shouldn't be going over here fighting other people's wars. And yes, if Israel wants to fight Iran, they need to put on their big boy pants, pick up their little Tavors and go out there and fight them themselves. Instead, what do? They get us into it, and then Netanyahu every time steps back, well, we're not going to send anybody over there.
Yep, and they've never fought with us in a war. They've never put troops on the ground with us. It's just a complete scam.
I didn't see them in Iraq. I never saw an Israeli troop in Iraq or Afghanistan. They weren't there beside me. You know what I did see? I saw Italians. I saw Canadians. I saw Australians, New Zealanders. I saw, the English. I've seen all kinds of different people. But I've never seen an Israeli soldier in one of their own wars. It's crazy.
Isn't that interesting? And I mean, here's the thing. You just gave the Otto von Bismarck quote, which is America has weak neighbors to its north and south and fish to its east and west. We should live in a utopia. We really, really should. And I demand it now. And part of that's me being a younger person, me being idealistic. But you're telling me that we're spending 11 grand, more than 11 grand a second. And we couldn't even give 11 grand a second to a random American or a random homeless veteran. We could end that overnight. Literally, basically, we can end that problem overnight. That's not an issue to them. The issue to them is how much money they can make in these wars. And what about Mexico? If we're going to do these invasions, if we're going to attack Venezuela, if we're going to attack Iran, why can't we attack the cartels? You know, because they're making money with them. And of course, we know that to be true. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah. I mean, you look at Freeway Ricky Ross. I mean, the CIA has been, you know, working with the folks to the south, the hombres to the south for quite some time.
The amigos.
Bringing drugs in. Yeah. So there's nothing new there. You know, we're trying to get money out of everything. But like you said, if we just stop funding Ukraine, we'd have homelessness probably dealt with, you know, in a matter of days. Yeah. We wouldn't see veterans waiting outside, refusing care at these, VA centers, lighting themselves on fire. You know, we have an average of 22 U.S. veterans committing suicide a day because not because they want to kill themselves. It's because they keep trying. And I mean, I've had friends who have committed suicide and they try to get help and no one listens to them and there's a stigma. So, you know, we have all this money that we're throwing at, you know, testing to see if, you know, mice from Uganda can be turned into transgender pandas, you know, but we can't sit here and go, hey, man, you know what? I'm going to give these guys a raise. They go out here every day, sacrifice to go and die for this country, if need be, to defend it. And that in itself right there is it takes a special someone to go do that. Most people out there aren't going to have that mindset to stand up and put something bigger than themselves before themselves and their family. So I think soldiers, Marines, airmen, sailor, maybe not airmen, but sailors and all that. Definitely not the Coast Guard because I don't even know if they're real or not. I still haven't seen one. But pay raises, you know, and I'm just joking when I say that, but you know, we should be giving these guys better pay. We have all the cool toys, but the training's not there for soldiers to transition home. The mental care is not there for them. And when they get home, it's hard to get a job. The stigma's there. People don't want to hire veterans because they think that they're all crazy. And what do? They pump us up on all these SSRIs. They've got you going bat poo crazy, wanting to blow your brains out. You're depressed. You can't sleep. They're all on alcohol. So there's things we could be doing to help America only. And I think it's time that's what we do. We only start electing America only candidates. And these are people that we got to see. I want to see 10, 15 years of you being that way. Not all of a sudden like Candace Owens overnight. All of a sudden I'm a MAGA person when the day before you were calling for them all to be doxxed. You know, there's too many chameleons and snakes in the grass out there. I don't trust half these people. But if we're going to elect people, it needs to be America only.
Well, you and me, we both remember how it was back in the day. All right. We remember when they told us that $5 billion or $17 billion was too much to build the wall. It was entirely too much to ask for. It was crazy. You can't do that. He's the evil dictator. He's Hitler. $1 trillion plus spent on war and cutting the corporate tax rates so that the richest can stay the richest and the poor can stay poor. It's an outright betrayal of everything we ever asked for. And I sit here, there would be nothing in the world that would make me happier than to be wrong. But Joe, I know we're right because we were here. We've seen this from the beginning. We've seen this from its inception, have we not?
Well, yeah, they said that we were crazy when we talked about, you know, what pizza meant and what hot dog meant. They said that we were all psycho. They said that we were crazy when we said that Democrats were eating kids and, you know, raping them and torturing them and things like that. And now it's all mainstream stuff. You know, the conspiracy theorists are right again. And that's the thing. That's the difference between what people consider in society to be normal and then the outcast, the conspiracy theorist. The conspiracy theorist is sitting there and they're looking at stuff. They research. They like to look for themselves. They like to do deep dives and go back and look at patterns and things like that. And when you understand history, you start to see patterns. And when you see those patterns, you can sort of like predict the future in a sense. And you can start to see where society is going to go, how people are going to vote in the future, how the playing field globally is going to, play out in the future when you start understanding your past. And that's what that's the reason they don't even teach history anymore. They don't want to teach you anything like that because they don't want you to be able to put together those patterns and see and predict what's going to go on. They want to dumb you down. They don't want you to say anything. They don't want you to talk about it. They don't want you to read it. Watch this new app, play this game all day. Don't read books. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, no, I couldn't agree more. And I've been watching the classic Alex Jones documentaries on a Tuesday or Wednesday night stream I do with Anthony Graffio called Conspiracy Talks. And we're watching like Police State 2. I think it came out like before I was born or like right around that time. And he has this monologue about how ignorance is the greatest weapon. Because like, even someone that's malevolent and evil, you can't get them to do as much stuff because they got their own self-interest. They're going to try to be greedy. They're going to try to grab, you know, try to wheel and deal. They're going to try to cut you out. An ignorant chud will just sleepwalk themselves into total obliteration. And that's what they're hungry for. That's what they're hungry for in the American population. And that's what we've always tried to war against. And it's an adventure. It's a fun process to get informed, to learn more about the world, about history, about war, about love, about hate, about politics, all of it, about God especially. And they want to make people to a point where, like, I talk to younger people all the time, and a lot of young people are awake and informed because of the situation, how bad things are. But a lot of these people, especially the women, they want to talk about Love Island. They want to talk about TLC shows and stuff. And like, what is that spirit? Is that someone willfully trying to ignore it because it's too painful to think about? Or is it just somebody with the fluoride brain? What do you think?
It could be a bit of all of it, you know. It just depends on the person, you know. You never know. Some people like to watch it because for them, they are in the know of what's going on. So for them, it's just like an easy separation from everyday BS.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, gotta take a break.
But there are the kids that are out there, and that's all they do is talk about that. And that's the topic of every conversation is these, you know, dating shows. And this is what I tell people who don't like to read, you know, and I'm kind of going back to what I was saying with, you know, they're not really teaching anything in school. Start reading books. Read books that you like. Once you get into the habit of reading and you start getting it down and you get into that rhythm, you're going to start knocking books out so fast. Once that happens, then you start going into like historical fiction, then you start going into history, and you'll start getting into it, and then it'll become this passion to where you don't want to stop reading, and your thirst for knowledge will grow and grow and grow. I mean, I read over 1,000 books when I was in prison.
Wow.
And it started with one a week, and then it turned into almost a book a day. And I was just digesting and soaking up everything I could, reading. And I mean, I've read everything on Islam. I've read everything on every war that we've had and been a part of. And I'm reading two books right now, Red Rising and Between Two Fires. And, it's fun to get into that because once your brain gets used to that, processing those words, it opens up your dialect. It opens up, you know, your mind. And then it's easier to start reading those historical books that some people find hard to read and get into those biographies and things like that. And once you do that, it'll change your life. It's like a key unlocks a part of your brain you didn't know you had. And you start to think and you start to have these interesting conversations with people and you feel enlightened and you'll start actually getting happier because you're starting to understand what's happening around you more and more. So I always want to encourage people to just start reading. Get in there, find something that you enjoy, and then from that transition to the stuff that you might think is not as fun. But once you get into it, you'll start to really grow a thirst for it, and you just want people to stop.
What a powerful, positive message to ring out the show here. I totally agree. I'm going to start doing my American Journal. This is the last week ever of the American Journal. I'm going to be live for the last time here on Friday and for the first time on Monday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. And that's the sort of thing we got to do with people. Got to do like a book club, got to do reading lists, got to just like have
fun. Yeah, I want to do that.
Yeah,
I kept a whole list of all the books I've read since I've been locked up, and continue to just anytime I read a book now, I'll just add to that list. And, you know, I always tell people this: read The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett. It is one of the greatest books you'll ever read besides the Bible, because I'm not going to say that there's a book better than that, but read The Pillars of the Earth by Ken Follett, KenFollett. And it is a historical fiction book, and it is amazing. And once you read his first book, you won't be able to stop, and it'll change your life. It's awesome.
Wow. How do people support you? Where do they find you? What can they do? We all love you, Joe.
There's nothing you can do because we try to do another go, Gibson go, and guess what? The U.S. government came in and took it for themselves and put it in their pockets again. So, you know, just say a prayer for me, you know, because at this point in time, it's not like Trump's going to help me.
Let's talk about supplements. Let's talk about the new show. I'm going to call you after this. Really appreciate you coming on. We're coming on the break. We're going to join you next with The Alex Jones Show coming up live. Thank you so much, Joe Biggs. You are an amazing person. I've known you for so many years. So good to see you're doing good and cover the news just like old times you together. Rex Jones, American Journal. We're about to be joined by Alex Jones here. You won't want to miss it. Stay tuned.
Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. the InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats that are limited edition that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts. This is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now, here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America's 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial. That means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now, theallisonstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. We've taken the info war this far. Please take action now. For those of you who have been on the fence over bought anything, dollarstore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.